Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy dealer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to R, Season 2, Episode 40.
Cancer Zodiac, Class of 2004.
Woo, there's a reference, I don't know.
Yay.
Yeah.
He reappears in the third movie where there's 3D.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
It's only good, chaps. Bro.
So we've got a fun-filled episode full of toys and more
Fairs.
Toys, and that's really about it.
It's about all.
But go ahead and start with the one-ups.
Yo,
onesies.
Okay. Did I have my Prime toys last podcast? I don't remember.
I don't know. I wasn't listening. You were probably
maybe?
Just like, check out my blog, brah, and then I wasn't listening.
I got them on the 7th. Which was a Tuesday, because I had to go to...
Yeah, so you must have talked.
Yeah, it was. So I talked about those already.
So I got these vinyls.
So I got these vinyls from HLJ. They're so awesome.
I don't remember anything anymore. I haven't really gotten too much since then. I got my Oki box, which had all that stuff in it. And I also got the entire series of Excel Saga and the Dot Hack Quantum movie from the Funimation store.
Excel Saga? Is that a sequel to the Cell Saga?
Yes.
Whoa.
It's after he's dead. It's
yeah,
the
Excel. Oh, God, we suck. And then I also got the gold and red Hero Pack Mega Blocks. So I have more gold power.
Cool.
And some more red power.
Gold power.
I didn't really need more red power, but I felt compelled to own them all. So that was fun.
Oh, you are compelled.
And then I got a little Pokemon Batrio piece with Victini and Golurk on it, which is awesome because they're like my two favorite Gen 5 Pokemons. And a little clear purple deformed... What is that line? Deformeister or some weird name. Those little chibi-looking dudes of Sky High... For free, because Oki's awesome and wanted to make up for the whole, yeah, this Yahoo seller's a total jackass bit. So that's always
my
nice.
Thoughts.
So he's chilling out on my desk here next to Chibi Arts Blue Rose. So that's always a fun time. And then I was out today, since I was finally well enough to leave the house. I don't even want to talk about Monday night. Biggest hell of a night I've ever had. Food poisoning sucks. Don't get it. Don't eat anything suspicious ever. Possibly don't eat at Taco Bell. I don't know.
If the stranger offers
you,
you
got
food,
it?
Just smack
Taco Bell?
I don't know, because, I mean, food poisoning can take up to like 48 hours to actually affect you. But, okay. I mean, just simple ruling out certain things based upon other people eating with me, I can rule it down to the steak burrito at Taco Bell, the steak I had at Applebee's, the pepperoni I had at Pizza Hut. I don't know. Like, the choices are so slim, I just can't imagine what it was, but whatever it was, that was the biggest hell night I've ever had. But I'm cool now. I just can't eat properly. This is stupid, but anywho, while I was out today, actually, I started the day by getting my Nintendo Club little handheld game info card things. I had points to spend. I was like, what are these? And I bought them. They just have little facts about all the handhelds, except it's like wrong facts, because it's like, color is available. It only shows 4. I'm like, the SP was available in like 5,000 colors. Don't kid me, card. But... There was that, and then I basically went out shopping everywhere ever. I ended the day with the Unova Pokedex, which sucks so hardcore. I think it's only got like 49 Pokemon or something in it.
That's why I didn't buy it.
But I felt compelled to own it because I needed it for my collection.
I mean, I want it, but it's got too few Pokemon for me to justify it.
Yeah, I don't know why I bought it. I wanted to buy it. It was the first thing I bought today, and I didn't know I was going to end up buying so much. So I felt stupid in the aftermath, but whatever. And then I started buying Cyberverse Prime toys because they were new. So I ended the day with Bumblebee, a Viacon, and Cliffjumper. They're actually really cool. Like, I'm addicted to these little guys. They're awesome. Of course, I'm going to be addicted to bot shots when I find them, too, so... Whatever. I also picked up Dark of the Moon Cyberverse Soundwave because I realized it's going to be the only Soundwave from Dark of the Moon I get to own. So...
Yeah.
I picked that up, and then I bought the Samurai... What the fuck is this thing called? I don't know. I covered up the name in my picture. That the like, little stylized 2-inch figures, the 6-pack with the 5 Rangers and a Mugger, and Lax Gold.
That's
power.
What Brian gets when he's talking about a 6-pack.
Yeah. I bought the 6-pack. So those are kind of neat. I thought they were remolds of the MMPR ones, but then I realized they weren't. So, yay me.
Cool story.
Thanks. And then I bought a Catan card game because that game's the shit. And I wanted a card game version just because it was new, and I was like, hey, whatevs. No one knows what that is, probably, except, like, Aerosol and Jeff.
Jesus. Aerosol's brother.
And
I don't know if Aerosol has a brother. Made that up.
But the few people who know of that game know of its awesomeness, so. But yeah, that
what was it?
So
I wasn't listening at all, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine, whatever.
Ba 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 ba.
Someone go.
Okay. Did I talk about the vinyls I got? Oh, no. Just kidding. That was stupid. Let's
you are
see.
A douche.
I got my Ami Ami box with a Gokai Silver whose spear apparently changes. Whatever.
It does.
And Forze and his effects, and a Rokusho who's all cool. I can't figure out his neck pieces, but it's alright. What else was in that box? Ranger keys.
What is next pieces? There'd be like 80 necks. That was fun.
Well, I could get it out because my finger started burning. Anyway.
You couldn't get it out? Yeah.
Yeah, I have problems with that. So yeah, I got that stuff. It was pretty cool. I finally found the Jak and Daxter collection. I went to like 5 Best Buys over the course of the week. It's like the combination of them not getting it and then the places like selling out. Just how awesome Jak and Daxter are. And I got the Harold and Kumar Christmas movie because that's awesome. And then I got a surprise package from Kat and some Dirty Transformers things in it. And it freaked me out at first because I wasn't expecting anything. My mom's like, you have a package. I'm like, I'm not expecting anything. She's like, it's like a book. I'm like, it can't be the Adam Baldwin thing. I haven't given Kevin my address yet. And I go downstairs. It's a little box. And like the name was small, so I didn't see it at first. And it was upside down. And I shake it, and it makes a weird shaking noise. I'm like, is this going to blow up? I think someone's trying to kill me. And then I see in tiny print, it says Cat Tracy. I'm like, oh, God, what has happened? And then I'm like, awesome, I'm battering. Now I can throw it at them, and while they bleed, I can eat M&Ms. So, yeah, that's about it. That's all I got.
All right, well, as for me, I, too, got a package from Cat very unexpectedly and very... I was also equally freaked out. I was like, how did she find me? What is in here? I'm scared. And then I opened it and I had Reese's in mine and also some like naughty Transformers or something. I was really scared. And let's see. And then I also got some stuff from the Toys R Us's. I got a plush Pansage and Drillbur and Woobat. And then I got like this 5-pack of Podracer pilots. That was pretty cool. And then they were like, well, if you spend $35 on Star Wars toys, then you get this free Darth Maul USB. And I was like, oh, well, it looks cool. So I need to spend $8 more. And so I bought like this Darth Maul transformer thing that turns into his ship, and I was like, okay, there we go. So basically, I spent like $15 in order to get like a $15 thing for free or something.
Mind equals blown.
Yeah. And then what else I got? I got the season 2 of Racco's Modern Life.
Racco's
Modern. And I know, I was all excited. And I finished watching Dragon Ball GT.
Dragon Ball GT! Welcome to the Grand Tour. Oh, sorry. I was excited for the Grand Tour.
My DVD player did not want me to watch the last disc. It tried to prevent me from having to endure the last four episodes of the show. But I finally got it to work by turning the machine off for 2 days. Because apparently leaving it on for 6 months straight is not a good idea. Go figure. And so now I started watching Dragon Ball, which is kind of fun. And, oh, we had epic shopping, sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was more profitable for some.
I hate you. You want to tell the story, Flyboy?
Sanger.
Sure.
Or you want me to do it?
Basically, what was going up was Origami Cyclone, Magnet States, and the bike thing. And so we were all ready and prepared, and then, of course, Ami Ami starts flipping out as soon as the activation starts, and so everyone's like, oh, God, what? Then we try to buy all of them, and it, like, fails miserably, and then we try to buy the bike, and now the bike's gone, and then only Magnet States was left, but by the time I got there, that was gone, too, so...
Meanwhile, Dawson wasn't even paying attention. He was just sitting there playing his video game. I'm like, huh? What's happening?
I got eaten by a fish. It scared me.
So I think round one ended with Kevin having Magnet States, and that's it?
Yeah, because I had stuff open in two different browsers, and things wouldn't let me... I think I confused Ami Ami because I was signed in two browsers at once or something. I don't know. It just broke and wouldn't let me buy Origami Cyclone or the bike, and finally Magnet States went through and everything else was sold out, and we were like, damn it!
Kevin got a Magnet States and I got a Power Cell by collecting 200 pounds of fish.
Yeah. And then Brian was like, hey look, Ami Ami updated their Twitter. What's 1800 o'clock? I'm like, what, Brian? That doesn't even make sense. So
it's a valid
when we figured
statement.
Out time... Yeah. When we figured out time and how time works...
Weebly wobbly, tiny whiny.
We realized that they were going to put up more stuff. So then we were like, yay, more stuff. And I think Dawson was still not paying attention.
I was chasing precursor orbs, okay? They're so plentiful in Jack 1. It's like a rarity.
Yeah, well, so we're trying to buy stuff, and yet once again, we got turbo-pwned, and I was just like, FML, I hate this, I'm done, I'm running away, I was angry, I closed my tabs of the products. Shukun Shinobi said, you know what, I'm going to be an ass pack and leave mine open just in case something happens. So he left his tabs open or something.
That was a logical
thing
to do.
Shut up. About 3 minutes later, well, you know what, when they put up one at the restock or semi-restock and then I didn't get it, I got angry and just rage quitted. And then 3 minutes later, Brian's like, up, they're back, ah, I gotta work on my cyclone, brah. And then I was just trying to hurry up and open the tabs, and I was like, I hate you, Brian.
I think what he actually said, I think I just got origami cyclone.
I didn't know. Like, I was confused because, like, they went and sold out, and so I was like, oh, this is a goner. But then he was back, I'm like, what's going on? I don't know. And
they
so I ordered it, I was like,
you.
Did I get it? Did I not get it? I don't know. And then I finally got a confirmation after I bought all three of them individually.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm going for Magnus States, and by that time I was like, wow, Grab Cyclone sold out, nah. Dawson was running around in a circle with a chicken with his head cut off, like, I don't know what to do. And then I ended up getting the bike, and then I think Dawson bought things. Dawson bought Magnet States, and then was like, everything else is gone. FML, I hate you. I'm going back to my video game. That's actually exactly
and
how it happened.
And then I did. And I lived happily ever after. So, until I stopped being happy.
I got Origami Cyclone, the bike, Magnet States, and I think I got Sound out of Magnet States.
He did. He did. He's like, I'm going to get stung out of Magna States because it's still in stock. And then I was like, I hope you die. True story.
It's totally going on my blog.
Good to know.
Kevin told me to go die while during the podcast. I hate him. He's an asshole. No cussing on Facebook!
Yes. Yes.
Kevin sucks. He's a douche.
That's what you say about me every night, isn't it?
Yeah, but you do suck.
Aw. Oh, well. So, shall we move along to the first bit of and only news that doesn't involve toys?
Yeah. Let's move on to the news.
Whitney Houston died. Okay, next. No.
Yeah, took long enough, huh? That's getting edited out.
It's also getting edited out.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't really care about Whitney Houston at this point. If I hear that stupid song on the news one more time, I'm probably going to hit someone. Just saying.
Don't feel bad. I thought it was funny when my friend posted a picture of Oprah and said, we lost Whitney too young. Another friend. Why did we have to lose Michelle Obama? That's pretty funny.
In any case, our one piece of news is that we've got a semi-rumor about the next Rider series. And it says that this is the entirety of the rumor. I hope you all are seated and have like a drink or something. It's going to take forever to read.
I got a water.
The concept is based around tablets and smartphones.
Oh my god.
That's all it says.
And Pokemon noises.
And basically it says here this is the same person who posted about Cosmic States and Meteor Storm. So they may or may not be correct about this. I don't know.
I'm going to venture and say they're correct just because it's the only thing they have left.
Yeah, and they'll use different SD cards in the phones for forms. And
yeah. I'm going to venture and say I hate Brian Dagley, but that's just me.
Okay. I hate him too. He's a jerk.
He is. He is a douche.
What? Can you talk shit about me? This is going to get leveled out, so I'm going to look like an idiot.
When do you not look like an idiot? I mean, come on.
Rare moments.
I mean, no, that was for GoBusters. Never mind the touch screen thing.
Yeah.
But they're going to do it eventually, so. Whether they do it next or not, who knows, but smartphones, touchscreens, tablets, whatever, it's the
next. Is this specifically referencing the next Rider as a next series, or next Rider we'll see? Like, Forza,
think,
third Rider.
It's the next series.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the next series is it. Yeah.
I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah, it's
fuck
specifically...
Fuck, it's random encounter. Everyone get your Pokemon.
It says here it's a possible theme for the next Rider, and I would assume this is talking about the next show.
Well, we got that rumor before Forza was out.
Oh, my God, he's talking.
Okay. Well, because we had that rumor about the stupid monster eggs, and then remember that rumor about like
God, I forgot about that one.
An iPhone transforming samurai? Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they shelved that, and then we'll get the League Legs next.
Maybe we'll get the iPhone transforming samurai now.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
Oh,
I hate my life.
It scared me. Sorry.
You know what scared me? Your face. Oh.
Say that. That's kind of creepy. I could hear it in my head before you said it. I think we need help. Rocks back and forth.
Yeah. You should be scared of me.
It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Thank you. Anyway, should we talk about toys?
Hopefully Dawson's gay.
Yeah, let's talk about toys. The first bit, at least for Japanese toys, is that they are reissuing the DX Deca Driver and the DX Double Driver, apparently in honor of the superhero shit movie. Yeah, the Deca Driver's listed on AmiAmi. I don't know if pre-orders actually ever went up or not. And the deck of driver is going to come with the 10 original cards, and then the 10 cards that basically came with the Final Form Ride figures. It's the Final Attack Ride, Decade, and then Kuga through Kiva of the Final Form Rides. So, yep. Fun with that. And they're cheaper than the original release, too. And the double driver is going to contain the trigger and metal memories inside of it, too. Other than that, I'm pretty sure there's no added sounds to the Deca driver or anything, as far as I'm aware.
It'd be nice if they did, but...
It'd be really nice if they did, but... There was also some rumor that the Deca driver's cards are now plastic or something. Okay. I don't know what became of that, whether that's true or not, because, I mean, obviously we just have a picture to go off of.
Yeah.
But,
I think it's a lie, though.
I think they're just the paper cards. It'd be nice if we got the plastic cards, because they kind of, you know, stick together and stuff. But.
Yup.
Oh, well.
I just don't see them upgrading anything.
Upgrade?
Like, because it looks like it's a way for you to get a bunch of the sounds from the shows without having to go hunt down old toys and stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, people that bought the reissue Double Driver would have no means of getting the Metal Shaft or Trigger Magnum for a decent price anymore.
And
the Final Form Ride figures, while probably cheap, are still harder to find now than they were back when they were on sale everywhere and stuff, so.
Yeah, so. This is going on my blog.
Yep. So, now we shall talk about Toy Fair.
And we get our prospector voices on. We all are wearing monocles.
Yeah, senor.
I want a monocle. No one told me I need a monocle.
There is a Figma link, and everyone got a raging boner on Twitter.
Despite the fact that he's gray. I hope he stays gray, just to piss people off.
Why is Figma Link gray? That doesn't match his character. The games. I hate you people. You guys fucking
lie.
For
the next game.
It matches his Game Boy appearance.
Yes.
Not really, because that one would be a light green.
Now I want a Figma red. You know, like Pokemon.
That'd be
pretty
awesome.
I know. Actually, I would take that and I would rub it inappropriately.
Like, I just hope they keep branching out to other Nintendo franchises. Like, I get maybe a Mario. That would look kind of funny.
I want
a
Star Fox.
That'd be cool.
Then I want a Slippy so I can punch it.
But I want a Slippy just so you can throw it around the room. Pull its head off.
That would be great. It'd be like Strike or Sting. Whoever sucked. I can't remember what their names are.
Yeah, Sting sucks.
I don't want a Slippy
so you can be like, do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll, bitch, and throw him in the air. But, I mean, we're getting Samus, we're getting Link, so who knows what else we can see. Like,
Brian wished it, and that's what happened. That's how we got it.
Like, it just seemed like the next good choice. Like, Link was the first good choice, in my opinion, but...
Link gives me a bone. He's my Super Smash Brothers character of choice.
Yeah.
Plus, I have my little plush Link here that loves me.
I kind of want to see a Zelda to go with Link.
That would be cool. I want to see a Groon.
Figma.
Groon. Groon. Okay. I want to have a Fee one or a Fi so I can just beat the shit out of it like he's going to do to Slippy. Like, muddy mud us now, bitch!
Sure. What else would I want to see?
I want a Figma Neil Patrick Harris. Is that possible?
That would be awesome. He has to come with a bag of shrooms, though.
Yes. And a suit so he can suit up. Morphicon, suit up. I tell you, Brian. We're going to do it. I don't know the purpose behind it, but...
I'm not sure. What else?
Brian has no idea what's going
basically
on.
Basically want anything ever, really.
Yes, I want anything ever.
Vlog 148. They're still annoying me. I think I want to vomit on them.
Oh, that would have been easy to do Monday night.
Please come back, food poison.
You would have had some macaroni to enjoy too.
Oh,
oh, just eat it.
Oh, Brian just swallows the bowl whole.
Just boil it up. It's good as new. Kills the bacteria.
Oh, okay. Can I leave?
Now that we're all gross beyond belief. Now can we talk about the toy fair?
Oh my, I like toys.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about the toy fair first? The samurais?
I'm not able to run away from a damn deer.
When Steven Lunsford tweets about wanting a Force FX Obi-Wan lightsaber, and I look over that they already made it because I have it. He's like, please Hasbro make it. I'm like, it's right by my closet. Nub. Awkward moment when Lunsford asked for something that's already made. Anyway, sorry, I had to mention that.
All right, so the samurais, what do we got here? We got the Mega Modes 4-inch figures, and then a 4-inch Shogun Ranger, which is pretty neat.
He's all like, Bunto!
to gang up with your other 4-inch figures, and then you can set them like on the shoulder of the 12-inch figure and be like mini-me and stuff.
He's got that Bullzooka thing.
Ah, yes, yes he does.
The Gokai Spear. Wait a minute.
What?
Did I just say the Gokai Spear?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Shogun Spear?
Yeah, that's it.
Good enough.
He's just holding the Gokai Spear. See, it can flip, Dawson, you idiot. Shut up. Almost broke one.
What else do we got? I assume those six are going to be the next wave of figures.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Then we got the Slapchalk figures.
Yeah. These are the figures we were talking about before where Kevin slashes with a bow.
But no,
look, I can slash you with a bow if I want to. Oh, not me? I'm sorry.
Slash you with Bo
Derek. You can if you want to. Next up, we got the Battle Ready figures. That was the pack I bought today.
Battle Ready?
But in this picture, there's also a bunch of little chibi dudes that probably came from Japan because they're chibi. Yeah. I don't know where they came from, but I want them. There's gold
of course,
power.
Because they're
they
chibi.
Need to make the Gold Ranger one because that's just awesome.
Absolutely. I need gold power. I need lots of gold power, in fact.
And, let's see, we have the Samurai Retro Fire.
Which is already out.
Megazord, which is coming packed with a repackage of the, the fuck is it called?
High Octane Megazord.
High Octane, there we go. Megazord. So those are out now, actually. So.
Not at mine.
Yay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either. We got more pictures of the Shogun Gold Ranger.
He's so cool.
Oh, wait, there's multiple pages. Holy crap.
He still looks like a guy named
I'm
Jared.
Sorry. I didn't. Oh, look at that. Oh, he looks so cool. He's all golden.
So much gold power.
He doesn't look like himself. He kind of looks like Harry Osborn. But
more of the masks.
So they left out yellow because they got mad.
Yeah, I think someone stole yellow. But we got confirmation for a green and pink. I assume they're going to make a yellow 2 because the last one was in a set of 3, but
what are we making? Hold on.
Cake.
Evidence of a new Samurizer.
It's new sticker.
That right. Will hopefully...
No one's going to answer me. Fuck nope. You guys.
That will hopefully not feel like a McDonald's toy.
It'll be like a McDonald's toy with new stickers.
Look, I want a McDonald's toy Samurizer, okay? Jeez.
It's got interchangeable wallpaper thingies that none of which are accurate to the show.
I want the one where they're in their tiniest training outfits ever and they cropped out the girls.
You seen that?
They crop out the girls in every shot, or at least these two.
But there's supposed to be new sounds, maybe. Supposedly there's a light at the top, like in this show. So, I might actually buy that one. I don't know.
So I can be a samurai. So I can just run around town going, "Go, go, samurai!" Then I can do flips over a space.
What?
First episode where the red and blue are standing far apart, and he flipped over this giant space they left for him to walk through.
Oh yeah. And then we have the Barracuda blade. There we go.
Butter knife.
Right next to that, the Barracuda butter knife. Very good.
Oh, dude, look, there's a Scorpion Zord and a Decker figure.
Oh, man, we didn't talk about that already.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Totally passed up the ridiculously awesome Deluxe Ranger gloves.
Oh, hell yes.
I mean, look at how deluxe they are.
Look at their cuffs. Dude, that's creepy the way the hand's sitting up like that. It looks like I killed a ranger and took his hand. I killed a zombie once. Here's hands.
I imagine
why is he giving something else off in that picture. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Picture of the Shogun spear in its combined mode. It's pretty nifty.
Nifty?
Nifty. The gloves.
The bazooka.
It's right by the Sam prison.
That Shogun helmet that we talked about. Did we talk about the Shogun helmet? I don't remember.
No, that was. I think that was released right before the play for like preview.
Yeah. But that looks kind of cool. I might actually pick that up just because.
The only thing I don't want it to have those stupid eye holes. I don't think it needs eye holes. The last two helmets
didn't
have
eye holes.
Look at it. It's see-through. You can see it.
Yes, yeah, so do the masks that we've seen already. If you shine enough light at them, you can see through them.
But not. I'm talking about the Mega Mission helmets before. They didn't have like the eye holes, like little goggles.
Like, I'm on a Mega Mission.
I don't know. I don't think this is a Mega Mission, though. It plays sound,
but it seems similar. Well, the other one played
Tranquil.
Sound.
Tranquil!
I don't know what's going on. The Gekki Ranger one will always be the best one.
Yeah. I never bought that. I should have. It's really nice looking.
It's awesome. I even bought that tiny Go-Andra one because I liked RPM. It doesn't fit. Makes a
Thank
handsome
you for
hat.
Sharing.
Good to know. Damn it, it doesn't fit. The Tiger Tank with the Samurai Ranger. Apparently it's a stealth figure. It's like fucking Shinken Black or some shit.
That's badass. Look at him.
But
where?
The art on this box is just terrific looking. I think it's the same person that did the box art for the Thunder Tank and the Storm Charger.
This Black Ranger thing should be Ghetto Shinken Red in Mega Mode.
Where are we?
I think I just choked a little because that idea is awesome.
We're at the picture of the Tiger Tank, Kevin.
Oh.
Page 3.
Oh, that's awesome. Look at that. Dude, it's all like black. Like, that.
See? Ghetto Shinken.
There's no actual picture of the figure because you're using a red one, but I'm going to pick that up just because I think it's awesome.
Side note, I still think I'm going to pull out my old Overdrive thing with my Mega Mode Red and review it as if I bought the new thing. That's all it comes with. I should do that. No one tell anyone.
Okay.
It's only been recorded to hundreds of people. That's fine.
Most of the show except Kiefer.
And Chris,
you're right.
Another look at the Scorpion
Zord. But he's British. He has no soul.
Clawzord and the Spider Light Zord Lantern.
Spider
Daigoyo Jeff. Jesus. Except
is
other
it a baby
various
or a snail?
Names
I don't know.
That we called this thing.
Hefe? We'll call
Hefe.
Him Hefe.
But those are all there.
I think it's
more
so
of those,
cool that it can turn into a spider.
Cycles. I know, right? They didn't even bother showing that at the Toy Fair. They're like, oh, fuck, we'll get rid of that.
Some little racer thingies.
There's a shark cycle for the sword cycle designed after the shark sword.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Heck yeah. And these little weird car things that have their helmet in them and I don't really know what's going on. You can tell
they're just drivable faces.
Crappily painted prototypes, so I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was... Knowing Ben, I thought that was the actual final model. I'm sorry.
And I don't know what these things are. The build and...
They took Kevin apart. It looks just like a torture chamber.
Build and morph sets that look like the same packages for the Mega Blocks, which confuses me.
And look at the picture for Red. He's like, alright, let's go line. Oh, fuck! He's going so fast, he can't handle it.
I don't know what these are exactly. I think they're basically like an upgraded version of those old Morphin figures we got a long time ago.
Where?
Kevin Garrett! Page 4.
No, I saw them. Whatever Brian just mentioned, I didn't know what he was talking about. Morphin figures, what?
It's Morphin time! No, okay.
Dragons! No, no. Sorry. Let's keep going.
And that's all for the samurais.
Got those little
Where am I?
Card figures. I was hoping they'd announce a second set with like all gold power. Just 5 different versions of Antonio.
I'm depressed that they gave those little ones stands.
Maybe that'll be the new wave. They'll come with stands. Just
Maybe.
To troll Brian.
I want to troll Brian.
In
his mouth.
Heck yeah. Nothing new was shown for Thundercats.
Yeah. The Thundercats
so,
sucks dolls.
We just
saw another picture of... Another Tigra 6-inch and then the spoiler version of Panthro.
Yeah.
I'm not really going to buy them, but every time I go, I just look out of curiosity. The 4-inch Thundercats haven't popped up here yet, the second wave.
Really?
Yeah, because like I'm not gonna get him, but I always look and nope.
No. Again, I think I've only seen him twice. So.
Yeah, Bibby.
So next up, we'll talk about the Mega Bloks because those are Power Ranger related. For Mega Bloks, we actually got a lot of our news before Toy Fair, and as far as I know, nothing particularly new was shown at Toy Fair besides confirmation that the red hero pack that was in that catalog is supposed to be Super Mode Red.
Oh, okay, that's why.
And a new Decker little car racer thing.
Yes, Deckermobile.
So we get Deckermobile 2.0.
Brian, was any of this shown at Kmart.com? Because I know they like to,
Actually, no, they keep pretty hush-hush about the Mega Bloks. Everything else are just, really? Like, whores. But
K-whores.
They keep pretty hush-hush about the Mega Bloks. I think they got a contract or something.
Please don't call me a whore, sir.
But, some more blind pack figures we got going on. A Mooger with that, like, spear-looking staff thing, weapon, like the purple ones, I think they're the purple ones, or the brown ones, I don't know the difference.
It looks like a giant utensil.
Yeah. Brian doesn't know his colors, I'm sorry.
Super Mode Green, another Mega Mode Red of some fashion. Either Super Mode or Shark Attack Blue, but it almost looks like it could be like the black ghetto jacket or like ghetto some ghetto sort of clear version, maybe.
I'm not from the ghetto.
I don't know for sure. A Mega Mode Blue. And then we also have a Red Ranger of some sort. Mega Mode Yellow. Another Gold Ranger.
Power.
More gold power just cuz. And of course, Bulk.
Fuck yeah, Bulk.
Bulk is awesome.
Heck yeah. So, also shown at a completely different Toy Fair and this Toy Fair was Super Mega Mode Green, a regular pink, a Training Mode Yellow, Mega Mode Gold, a completely solid gold Mega Mode Gold, maximum gold power, Training Blue, a regular blue, Helmetless Red, and a solid red, a Mega Mode Red. So I'm pretty sure these are going to be waves 2 and 3. I don't know how they're going to be split up exactly, but... and then the Mega Mode Red blind pack figure that I just talked about was is a translucent version. So that's why there's a Mega Mode Red in there. So he's clear. So like I said before, the Mega Mode Blue, Mega Mode Yellow, and Mega Mode Red are all Super Mega Modes for the next hero packs. Another blue racer. There's another red pocket racer that's designed after the Bull Megazord, along with a green. These battle play sets that look like some sort of weird Rock'em Sock'em robots. The Claw Armor Megazord.
You know, the pocket racer is what Brian calls his penis.
Yep.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with that, so I'm just going to leave it alone. So yeah, the Claw Armor Megazord. Then we also have...
Over 40 inches tall? Good lord.
Bear Zord and the Claw Zord for our Megazord, not Megazord, oh, just generic Zord line. We have a big, like, training dojo playset, which
Jake's
has,
just, like hanging from the roof, like,
super red, super green, a Mooger, and Zandrid. More of them random vehicle things, like the Red Ranger one. This one's a Blue Ranger with some sort of car, and then Zandrid with some sort of jet together.
They got a Karu?
Yeah. Not yet. Pretty close, though, but not yet.
How are they going to do that? They just going to put little bumps on it for boobs?
She doesn't have boobs.
There's no difference in between pink and normal, so I don't even think they're going to go that far. They're just pretend this one's a girl.
Between pink and normal? What?
Like, pink. I'm just looking at my figures right now, like, between pink and green. There's, like, no differentiation.
There's no boobs.
What?
There's no boobs. There's no skirt. There's no anything. Oh, that's a Mega Mode. They don't have skirts, then. I can't tell about any letters because they don't make them yet, but... So...
I can become my favorite turtle.
Lots of new Mega Bloks for for Wave 2s. So good times on that. Since Kevin seems so anxious, let's jump to the Turtles. By Playmates. You don't really hear too much from them. But apparently when they do something, they do it well.
Oh, hell yeah, they do.
To say the least. So we caught wind of this, I think, last week, maybe?
It's because Kiefer's awesome.
Basically, yeah. So Playmates is handling all the toys for the upcoming cartoon this year.
Well, they've always handled the toys, but...
Yeah.
Point.
So they're continuing to. And that the toys are supposed to be out in August, I think. But we have all sorts of things here. Let's start with the Classics line, just because these look like...
They're $15! Fuck that!
Sorry. They're worth it! Hello?
Yeah, supposedly they are... there goes my voice. So, supposedly they are $15, but oh god, these look so worth it. They're like basically fig yarts of the Turtles.
I know. Who wasn't watching that cartoon? I mean,
so you're gonna have some purist go, oh, this is bullshit because it's from the original cartoon. Fuck my life. But they can go eat a dick because the original cartoon was stupidly funny and stupid.
Stupid. You're stupid.
Multiple levels of stupid, but it's just so. My childhood that I love it. But we have all four turtles, including...
It wasn't your childhood, Brian. It was my childhood.
Okay,
get
I'm sorry,
right.
I stole
Don't
yours.
Try to steal his childhood.
You cannot see it. You can't
Mikey's
steal
got actual chains on his nunchucks. That's terrific.
I know, right?
But anyway, those look absolutely fantastic.
Don't steal my sister, Brian.
If I don't get the new Turtles figures, I'm definitely going to get all four of the classic ones, just because...
I'm getting all four of the new ones, too. Fuck you. Now you have to buy them.
And so for the new ones, we've got obviously the four turtles, April.
I think it's 10. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. There's some slight boobage there, so it might be older. I don't know.
She could be 10.
Well, you never know these days.
That's what I'm saying. It's what we call a trap.
A lot of the stuff we didn't talk about on the podcast, but we had posts about on the site with the cycle that flips around. Foot soldiers and
Brian has a cycle.
The classic packages look like the old packages, which is cool.
Yeah, they do. It's awesome. Then there's a Shredder, and Shredder's all cool. And he's like, I am a Shredder.
The toy of new Shredder actually looks a lot better than the original animation model did when we seen it in that one picture.
Yeah, Shredder looks pretty epic, and Splinter looks like. I don't even know.
Krang looks like they mixed Krang with like the Terminator or something.
What they did is they gave him looks like they gave him the Ultron body from the 2003 series.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with because I liked those guys and it actually came out looking pretty good for it because he's like all sticking out and like, rah, I'm crazy. He actually made that noise. In case you couldn't hear it.
Good enough.
I want those ponies though.
Fuck yeah, I want the dolls.
Why does Splinter look like a red panda?
I don't know. I would love to know.
Hashtag quote of the day.
But it frightens
red
me.
Panda.
And then there's like, panda. And then there's like this. Then there's like new metalhead or something like a prototype.
Yeah, supposedly Derek Wyatt did that design. He was talking about that.
And then there's like Leatherhead. And I guess this black dude is Baxter Stockman. I don't know. He was black in the last cartoon. So I'm
assuming the one in the robot?
Yeah. Because that's basically how he was in the new show. And I see like this, like, I don't know what that is, like a wolf thing? Or I don't know what the hell that animal is. And then there's like a bug alien looking thing and a fish thing. I don't know what's going on here. Like if they're doing the whole, there's more... Mutants like the like how the original had Rocksteady and Bebop and other random mutants that came along, or like what's going on? But they look kind of cool.
It'll be interesting. And, I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm wondering how it's going to be incorporated into the show and what they're going to be doing.
We got like skateboards and bikes and that. What the fuck was it called? The Turtle Razor or something? The name?
Yeah, the Shell
car.
Razor.
Shell Razor, there we go. That was a badass name.
Yeah. The whole thing gives me, like, a raging boner.
All sorts of
awesome... Wait, that's just Brian, never mind.
Turtles issue.
I love
There's
Turtles.
The Shell Razor.
I love Turtles.
I love Turtles, too. That was a good movie. Secret Sewer Lair place. That's going to be expensive as hell. I think they said it's $100.
Yeah, it's like 40 inches tall. It's huge. I've never seen anything
that big. Yeah, have fun trying to fit that in your room.
Except when I looked in my pants.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Lots of fun from the turtles.
The turtles. I like turtles.
Turtles.
I like zombies.
Transformers.
More than meets the eye, could Iron Hyde.
Actually, not too much new was shown for once. Let's see, what do we got going?
Monkeys?
A bunch of Botshot stuff. I don't know what's new and what isn't offhand, but there's lots of them coming out. There's like single packs and three packs and like gift packs and pack packs and six packs. I don't know. But they're adorable and I want all of them ever. There's some rescue bots too, but those are stupid. Nobody loves those. I'm kidding.
Level 30 semi-seer, hell yeah.
Generations, all that was shown was the three Fall of Cybertron figures, Jazz, Shockwave, and Prime. So we get another Prime because it's new design. Woo! And then the Bruticus...
Don't be rude.
Okay, fine, I won't. I'm sorry. The Bruticus figure that was shown and talked about like all last week is like, oh my god, it's going to be a deluxe combiner. Rah! And then we've seen pictures and everyone's like, oh, this fucking sucks. Brah! Was shown
they actually
here,
made
but
that noise too.
In like G2 colors. So for excuse me, for Prime we have basically a lot of stuff that we've seen already. Hotshot, a lot of stuff that's out already. The new Voyager bulkhead, which looks like shit compared to the first edition one. Voyager Starscream, which looks really weird plastic choices, but. Deluxe, Knockout, Ratchet. So the weaponizers are the leader class figures. We got Prime and Bumblebee. They look kind of derpy in some shots, decent in others. Some Optimus Maximus playset for the Cyberverse figures. It's basically Optimus driving an Optimus. It's like Optimusception or something going on there.
That's not all that was blown in my diaper.
Heck yeah. Breakdown, some driller playset thing to go with Wheeljack's ship. There's Mirage and Soundwave here that look like the Dark of the Moon versions. I don't know what the story behind that is, but they're here too. No idea. Commander Ironhide, he looks pretty neato. Those are all out. Not Ironhide, but the other commanders.
Well, he's not a robot in disguise.
That's true. He's a lie. But yeah, not really too much else for the new Prime stuff. There really wasn't that much new for Transformers this year. It's kind of surprising, because usually there's a fair amount. But there just wasn't this year. One other thing that was shown was a repackage of the Deluxe Dark of the Moon Prime with a trailer. But I mean, in terms of their
I was not paying attention.
Their little show thing that they put on for the press and stuff. Supposedly there's like 40 generation toys planned by 2013 or something, and that the movie trilogy toys aren't coming to the US. The Bumblebee and Starscream Prime set is only going to be Asia and Canada exclusive or something. Basically, Hasbro of America is like, we're not going to put out anything ever.
Oh my god, screw Canada.
So first they cancel like all Dark of the Moon Soundwaves ever, plus all Dark of the Moon Q/Wheeljacks ever.
Poor Q, he got murdered, I cried. And
then they like don't give us Cliffjumper, Bulkhead, or Prime First Editions. Basically, I think that the American stores are just tired of Transformers, so they just don't want anything.
Well, I found a Leafstone.
Too much Dark of the Moon.
They're like, oh, fuck this shit. We're done. basically. That's what happens when their Dark Moon stuff doesn't sell.
Yeah. Maybe Brian should have bought more toys.
Yeah, maybe I bought all the toys pretty much ever for that line.
Well, but you still didn't buy enough, Brian.
Clearly, I needed to buy 5 of each.
Clearly.
You should have.
Clearly.
I don't know what the fuck your problem is, asshole.
So, is there anything else that is demanding attention that's not Ben 10?
Yes.
Jesus.
Omniverse.
Jesus.
Okay. So, do you want to kind of explain everything since you watched the things
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, I can flip through it. So, we've got, first of all, just like a picture of like the banner of where Ben 10 Omniverse comes from. We get the new logo and pictures of the new aliens that are being featured for this, which is a redesigned Shock Squatch. That just sounds dirty. I'm sorry. Vox and Gravitech. They show off a little bit more of these like little 2.5-inch figures that we got. There's going to be a few more added to it with new packaging, Shock Squatch and Blox and Rook and stuff like that. We got the new 4-inch figures, the first wave, I believe. We've got new Ben, which apparently is Teen Bean.
Teen Bean!
This is the redesign of 16-year-old Ben for the new series. We've got old Ben. By old Ben, I mean 10-year-old Ben. They both have skateboards.
Mind equals blown.
Teen Beans is the same damn skateboard they've been cycling for like 5 years. And then we've got Rook, who is like kind of like this bounty hunter-esque character who is going to be Ben's new sidekick.
No, dude, Rook is the Lion Fangire.
Thank you. And then we have Shock Squatch and Blox figures and little minifigures that they're going to come with for the Battle Omnitrix, Ultimatrix. Let's see. And then we have a stupid packaging mistake that says New Ben and Skateboard, and it looks to be the 4-inch version of Feedback, another new alien. And then we've got more continuations of the vinyl figure line. We've got Gravitech, and then they stupidly put the new villain, his name's like Cryos or something, in the Gravitech box. But he is a new villain. Let's see. And then we've got these new... They call them feature figures. Those are basically like the ones that do actions like the Wave Egg and Armadrillo and Energy and stuff like that. The first ones we got is Feedback, who's got antennas that fly, and then a redesign of Edel, who like does stuff. And apparently those come with little stands that have voices from the aliens, and that also works with the deluxe version of the Omnitrix. And then we have a Ben 10 Neutron Cycle. Don't know if that'll be in the show. We've got a ship, Rook's Protocraft, the clear figure that comes with. We've got some kind of, like these little mini versions of all the Omnitrix and Ultimatrixes that have come out so far, like play versions. The Battle Omnitrix, is this thing where they use the gimmick of when you get the figure with the alien collection and apparently, like, throw them at each other if you each have an Omnitrix. It's kind of stupid. And then we've got the vehicle of Max's plumber thingy. That was a great explanation. And then the deluxe version of the Omnitrix called the Omnitrix Touch, which is the new square design. The panel flips up to reveal this like sort of press pad, kind of like a low-tech version of the DS, that's the way I interpret it. And you press different buttons on it for different aliens voices. They showed that in the demo. They had Wrath and Feedback, and some new guy I couldn't understand. And then there's also another mode that just had a bunch of random noises from the various Omnitrix toys, and you can, like, make beats on it or something. Which is actually kind of cool. So I could see something like that. We've got some Omnitrix goggles that give you an Omnitrix Intersect.
I want Intersect.
Some guns for plumbers and such. Picture. There's a plumber's playset that comes with a bunch of different things, and they have like a bunch of prototype figures. It looks like a base. I'm thinking it's going to be in the show.
But do we have plumber's crack?
Sure. And we've got some Galvans. One of them has like a backwards hat. He kind of looks like he's from Hey Arnold. The little fat Galvan we've seen before at one of the Nuremberg toy fairs. And then this amphibian.
One of the Nuremberg trials? What is going on, you racist?
Anyway. Nazi. And then, like, this amphibian, did it again now, Ripjaws-looking alien. I want to come back quickly to talk about the picture of the Battle Ultimatrix. You can see the little figures. You have, like, Terraspin, Upchuck, Energy. Is this Spider Monkey?
It looks like Infernape. But,
it does.
Yeah, that's Spider Monkey, Lodestar, Goop, and...
Where are you getting Goop?
He's the one right... He's behind the cannonball that fell down. He's that black thing.
Oh, I see it. I thought that was Lodestar.
Lodestar is in the back.
Okay.
I don't know what that thing... That might be blocks right there.
But look at Goop's... What you think is Goop's arms. Don't they look like Lodestar's arms?
A little. Lodestar's arms looks like Lodestar's arms.
But, like, I'm wondering, is this a redesign for Spider Monkey, or is this Super Spider Monkey? Because there's still, like, a listing around there somewhere for Super Forearms.
Oh, God.
I know, right? But there's already an Ultimate Spider... Oh, fuck my life. So, just to give little tidbits that they gave...
Tidbits.
From the show and one of the videos that I watched is that... This will go back and forth between the adventures of 16-year-old Ben and 10-year-old Ben, explaining the gap between the original and Alien Force. And we know that Rooks is partner and stuff like that. Do we want to talk about any of that now, or do you want to save that for Ramble Time?
Well, we can just save it for Ramble Time, I guess.
Okay, so we'll be talking about our thoughts on the series and stuff like that Ramble Time. So stay tuned for that in like an hour or something, I don't know.
Okay.
We've been talking about this all night. But yeah. Some cool stuff for the toys.
Yeah, I'm excited just because there's more stuff for me to buy.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times, baby.
Great oldies.
I'm gonna do it to you now.
Okay.
I'm gonna find yourself now. Do it to me.
I'm gonna find yourself now?
I'm not even sure what he's singing at this point.
I know what I need you to do to me now, now. Oh, yeah.
Right. So now it's time for...
Oh, crap.
It's time for oh, crap.
Hold on. Gotta find it. Kamen Rider Force, eh? We're on Gokiger episode 50.
Oh, God.
Which I assume is actually pronounced 50, probably.
I just can't even fathom that. Like, we're already on episode 50 and it's almost gone.
But. I know, right? And so basically, we're staring down this giant Zangyak fleet and it's all like Zong. Well, they're up in the Gokaios, and they're like, bam, we're gonna do stuff and kill them. So they Gokai Starburst and start blasting stuff, and they're like, let's use the greater powers of the Super Sentais. And they're like, okay, so they bust out, and they just start busting everything out. Patch Striker, Gao Lion, Furemaru. Right, I mean, they're just killing bitches left and right. They bust out the Gosei headers and
Geki Beasts.
Geki Beasts, thank you.
Yep.
Like, they just started using, like, everything under the sun. And then they were like, let's use Maji Dragon. Oh, they pull out Mach Falcon. I forgot Mach Falcon. And then Guy was there doing stuff. But not Guy doing stuff. Mind equals blown. And so, anyway, they bust out Magi Dragon, they're flying, and then Guy's like, I need to fly too. So he busts out the Mega Silver Key and uses the greater power of the Mega Rangers, which apparently puts the Mega Wigger on his back. I didn't even know it could do that. Like, that would happen. So
the real
like,
question is, does the wings of the toy fit on my Gojujin?
That's an excellent question. That is an excellent question. Take your Mega Wigger and find out, Brian.
Okay. Don't know where the wings to my Mega Wigger are, to be honest.
Well, I'm sure your Mega Wigger's pants are probably falling off, so that's fine.
Yeah.
He's got pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with his pants on the ground. Anyway. That was stupid, and I apologize. So, they're flying, and then they send Magi Dragon up to go kill stuff on its own, and they just bust out Varabloom, because apparently it took this long for the team movie toy to appear in the show, And so they're all like, oh, go Ren, go Kaio, and they're flying. And they use the Dynaman and Jetman great powers to, like, blow things up. And they're like, oh, we got more stuff. And like, oh, crap. So everyone gets all shot to hell. Mach Falcon runs away like a coward. And they get, like, shot down. The ships get, like, shot down and out of the sky. And they're all hurt face. And so they all split up and are like, okay, we gotta get back to the ship and do cool guy things. So, because the Zangek are gonna attack in the morning. So, when they split up, Guy stops to help this lady and her child and is assisted by Ghosh, who is Japanese Adam, which I think is only partially redundant. And so he's Mammal Syringer of the Zyurenja. And he's like, you know, we're cool guys. We want to protect, I don't know, do things with the Zangyak and kill him. And the Gokai girls, in an effort to piss off Lazy Coconut further, run into the mother and child that they helped in the Go-Go 5 tribute. And the new baby, and they protect them. And, you know, they do stuff there. And Doc and Joe run into Fat Man Face from Ghostsager and Yamazaki-san, who's now all grown up from Magi Ranger, but she still has her cute little Magi Red, like, stitched doll that we all should own one of because it's adorable. And then they learn stuff from her and Fat Man Face. And then Marvelous runs into that kid from episode 2 who's all like, I want to take your stuff and protect the planet myself because I'm a little kid and I can do that. I don't know, that's what I heard anyway. And so then Marvelous talks to him and is like, yo. And so then, yeah, he is that awesome. So they wake up Navi and they're like, okay, what we need to do is, and Guy's like, we need to use the Triforce to get rid of the Zangyak because that's what the Super Sentis would want. And he flashes back to them like this talk he had with Ghosh about, like, destroying the Zangyak, and it doesn't matter if they all disappear because they want to help people or something. And then finally Marvelous is like, no, just no, we're not doing that because I'm Captain Marvelous and I said so. And then they're all like, yeah, dude, we totes agree. And then Guy finally was like, alright, and he throws the Triforce in the air and he shoots it into like a bajillion pieces, and they're like, let's kick their asses.
Okay.
So Zangyak is all like, we're gonna attack and kill you all, and all the people are there with like hard hats and pipes or something. I don't know. They're gonna go fight themselves, and Gokaiger's appear, and they're like, we are Gokaiger. Like, we are the power, just Pirates of the Caribbean.
And Volk's like, them. And yeah, then, they reveal their identities the whole show. How'd you miss it? I'm bold.
He was off trying to figure out how to be a samurai. And so they transform and they start fighting and epic theme music plays. And like, they bust out a final wave and a Gokai legend dream.
Let's wreck it! Oh.
And then they get shot at, and Guy turns into Dragon Ranger and, like, jumps in front of it and is like, I have epic shield, brah. And then he's like, Marvelous, take this. And Marvelous turns into Tyranno Ranger and takes the shield and the Dragon Dagger, and which is totally an MMPR reference.
Oh my god, totally. Because,
you know, that didn't happen in Japan first.
And
that didn't happen, like, 10 more times in Japan.
it's totally a PR reference, just so that the virtue of me saying it, I've just pissed off like 150 people. And that makes me happy. So, any case, so then he, like, totally pwns this dude. And, then what happened? Oh, and then there was, like, all those left, like, that other guy who's still there. And they're like, we're gonna kick your ass now. And they run towards him to fight him. And then it ends. And it was like, oh. Alright.
My general thought at the end was, what?
it was a pretty, like, epic battling thing ever. I mean, they just started busting out great power after great power.
That was really cool. Badass.
I mean, that was just epic. Everyone was getting used and fighting and, like, blowing stuff up, and it was like, oh my god, they're so awesome!
Everyone was getting used and blown. It was awesome.
Oh. Yeah.
That was something I was watching afterwards. Okay.
You're watching My Home Movies with Brian? Okay.
You sent them to me. It was in the Batarang.
Whoops, that was supposed to go to Kat. I'm sorry. Anyway, that just happened. But yeah, it was really enjoyable. I'm sad to see it go, but it looks like it's going to end on a high note. I know, right? And then we're gonna have GoBusters, which better be epic, or I'm gonna go smack Kobayashi in the balls.
She probably has those.
I'm pretty sure she does, to make the same story over and over again. Oh yeah.
She's already written Shinkenger and Deno and Samurai. I mean, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. So, this is the part where you guys give your thoughts.
Well, me and Aristotle pretty much boiled it down to the fact that she's worked so much, she can't think properly anymore, so she just writes the same thing thinking it's new.
So it's like all Japanese people, they just burn out after a while and revert to childlike state.
Sounds like our staff.
Well, my staff gets burned out after a while after I use it too much.
Oh,
this guy, like, put me in, yeah. Coach. All right, you got heart. From Gotham. Anyone seen that? It was pretty funny. Anyway, I just want to mention, I'm a little bit disappointed about my idea of the theory of the reboot of Sentai, you know, with the Great Power or whatever. That would have been, yeah, that's right. Not the Great Power. Greatest Treasure. That would have been kind of neat. But did I ask this? I don't remember when I asked it, but did I ask if when they were talking about doing it, would it erase them from history? Like, that would never happen to ever? Or would it just suck the power so
understand.
They wouldn't exist?
No, the way I understood it was that it was wiping them out if they never existed.
Because if that happened, Zangek would be gone, but Earth would be overrun with, like, 30 villain groups all fighting each other. Like, that would have sucked. Then it could have been Gokaiger Season 2! Anyway, but,
Like, that's honestly something I didn't understand, because it was making it sound like it would be, like, Zordon's wave that killed all evil except for the evil that appeared in the next season and all seasons after it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, it didn't make any sense to me. But
yeah, like, I'm not sure what they meant forever, or just they were just gonna, the powers wouldn't exist anymore. Because that wouldn't have been a big deal. They didn't have them anyway. Also, I mean, I get it's all emotional. They destroyed the greatest treasure in the universe. They're heroes. Couldn't they have at least wished for something to help? Like a giant Zord? Couldn't
yeah,
they just wish the Zangag dead?
Anything they wished would have destroyed everything ever.
Yeah.
Like, if they used the greater power, the 34 Sentai ceased to exist.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought they were going to wish. Okay, never mind. I got confused.
You probably because you don't think. You don't use your brain, Dawson, and it's very upsetting. We have to kill you now.
It's very upsetting. They could have at least put it on the mantle. After all that work, let's just blow it up.
but then anyone could have gotten their hands on it and used the power. Not really.
Well, it was supposed to be passed down for like 30 Zelda games.
So. I have fun.
Right. But the fight scenes were epic. Like that one scene did reek of Countdown to Destruction. Like it was
Spider Shock.
Like it was just awesome.
Yeah, I love when Don tackled that group of grunts and then just went. Bah, 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 bah.
I like it when Don does anything.
Yeah,
because that's awesome.
I love how we used to hate Don and then now we love him.
I haven't hated Don since episode 2.
I haven't hated Don since before we met him. I was just when we just saw his pictures, like, look at his hair. He's got a perm. Oh, man. How things change.
Yeah.
But, I like my balls.
The beginning mecha fight was probably, like, one of the coolest mecha fights ever.
Yeah.
No, Spider Shock.
I don't think he was in that fight.
He might have been. You don't know.
I know.
They used every ability ever.
Including doubles.
Yeah. Double's ability shoots out the memory gadgets out of each of the little ports.
Yeah, that could spawn into a whole segment, but yeah.
You mean what would the greater powers of the Commanders actually be?
Yeah.
No, fuck my life.
Kugels would be
there
to be a cool guy.
Oh, Agito's would be fish fingering. You know what I'm talking about?
I want anyway, a finger of fish.
As far as I'm going.
That sounds dirty.
O's would be underpants. That's it.
Ryuki's is the ability to reset everything at your will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But all around epicness from the Gokaijus.
I could totally see that as a PR finale.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously it was sort of like kind of an intersection, but I could totally see, like, PR using Gokaiju's storyline in that way.
Well, I could totes see myself not being gay.
Still want them to skip it just to piss people off.
Absolutely. Nate, what?
Okay, should we move on?
Yeah, let's.
Let's move on to my favorite show of all time, Forze. Okay. So we start where we left off with Pegasus fooling Forze into thinking he's the teacher lady. And then he escapes with the help of...
I'm the teacher, boy!
Not with Libra, with the help
I'm
of...
I'm a boy.
What's the other one? What's the other one? What's the pink lady with the cotton candy head?
Virgo?
Virgo?
Yeah, her,
It's ice cream, damn it!
Yes. Okay, sorry. So Virgo helps the Zodiard escape, and Tachibana's all mad like, I didn't get to change sides yet! God damn it.
Because he does that a lot.
Yeah, that's the bit.
Oh, damn it.
So then after that, the Kamen Rider Club catches Kenneth Park Class of 2004 performance, and they're like, hey, your watch is slow. Oh, I didn't know that was going to be important. What is this, a monk episode? And then Meteor finds a message on a feather and goes to fight Virgo, who I keep referring to as Libra in my written notes. That's pretty funny. Anyway, so then they start fighting, and he's like, whoa, and Brian's like, shut the fuck up. But I remember. And then Gintaro goes over to the boxing ring to confront Nanami about being the bitch, and they start kickboxing, and he's like, I know we're friends, because we dueled. And then, meet me at the school in your room, I'll come dressed appropriately. So she thinks they're going to have sex. She thinks stuff's going to get nasty. And then she shows up, and he's in a cone head outfit. She just walks out. Like, he is into some kinky shit. And he's like, wait, I have a rocket switch. And she's like, okay, I'll come back. But anyway, and he's like, exactly.
Look, I've got a hand on my leg.
You know what I can do with that, baby. Oh, God, it's getting dirty. Anyway.
And it's still less dirty than Switch Pimp.
And if he doesn't agree, if she doesn't agree, he can just use that invisible switch, whatever it is, with the... You're a wizard, Harry. Anyway.
You're a wizard, Harry.
So he's like, all right, hand over the switch. Let's fight one-on-one. And she's like, all right, I admit it. I broke the fire alarm. It pissed me off, so I just kicked it off. He's like, so you're not the switcher? I'm so fucking sorry. And so she apologizes. And then meanwhile, Ryusei figures out that Kenneth Park, class of 2004, is the Zodiac, based on his slow watch. So whatever. And they confront him, and he's like, all right, you caught me. It's Kenneth Park, class 2004, and he transforms, and Forze transforms, and everyone starts running off, and Ryusei can't transform because Jake's like, let's run away together so I seem less cowardly. And then Forze starts losing, and Nanami teacher lady shows up and gives him a pep talk, and he starts winning.
Yeah. Yes.
And using switches left and right, all kinds of combinations. I'm like, oh, hey, this is cool. He doesn't actually have to use a form to just... Oh, magnet states. And so he uses his power of magnet lasers, and he thinks it's defeated.
Later.
And then he reforms and becomes the Cancer horoscope.
He becomes Cancer.
Yes, he becomes Cancer, and then everyone dies. And then I think, yes, was it Virgo that showed up? Because I have Libra in my notes.
Yeah.
One of them showed up and whisked him away. And then it ends. I need to get this name straight. They were wearing.
I know you keep saying Libra. I don't know.
I actually enjoyed this episode.
I like Forze. Screw you, Dawson.
Sorry. God.
No, not everyone's gonna like everything.
Well, you know what? They're supposed to. They're supposed to like.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Exactly. I'm supposed to like it because it's legendary. It's got Ochiha swimming between Kenji and Yuri. Anyway, like, the thing is, is that it's not like a super burning hate. I just don't care for it. Like, when I watch it, it's an enjoyable watch. But I don't see my next week when it comes up, I'm not like, oh boy, it's like, oh fuck. It's not like Gokai, I'm excited. It's like, it's not bad when I'm watching it. I just don't look forward to watching it.
I mean, did you see that episode where Kenji's in a bathtub with Wataru? I was like, I want to be Wataru, be in the bathtub with Kenji.
Akiva.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a different... Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about a different
hashtag
show.
Hashtag YKiva.
It is like, pretty random that dude's the Zodiac, I mean the horoscope, even if he is Kenneth Clark, class of 2004.
Like, it's just such a weird person to be a horoscope.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why she had to throw his body at him to turn into a horoscope. Like, why didn't they just try that sooner?
That was funny. She threw a spider body into the Pegasus and it became cancer. Like, what? That's the formula for cancer.
I didn't know what to call it, so I just said spider body.
Maybe it's just because I don't pay much attention to Forza, but I got the impression that they discarded their body after, like, they could never use their, like, it was kind of like, I'm trying to think of a good example of something that reminds me of, where they can reform to what they used to look like. Anodites! They can create their own form, but they can never get their human body back.
I don't know what that is.
Ben 10. But they can create a skin for what they want to look like, but they can never get their true human body back once they accidentally.
Oh.
So that's what I got the impression of based off of Hot Teacher Lady.
I just love Hot Teacher Lady because she's hot and a teacher lady.
I like the new one better. I'm glad she's not evil. Unless she ends up being Virgo or something, which would be stupid.
That would be funny as hell. I'm sorry, I would.
But I don't want her. I'm glad that she, for now, at least is an ally. I want her to turn and help.
Yeah, I hope she stays an ally.
It would have been kind of interesting if they would have had both hot teachers at the same time and then they could have fought in the courtyard and she's like, surprised you never caught on to me, Tommy. It's Elsa! Like, really? Like, I had a hunch for like 50 episodes, but I never said anything till now. Really, Ethan? Snacky.
The good old days.
But the and then. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Yep. All right. Moving on.
The fight was with all the switching of the switches. That was really fun. Like, I wish they would do that more often just to make use of some of them, but...
Yeah, like, I was disappointed to finish them off without having to switch into a stupid form.
Yeah. I mean, there were just things going on that were just really cool. And, I don't know. I liked Tachibana just being all like weird Tachibana guy, like, I don't know what's happening.
He was like, it was because, like, it's the first time he doesn't know what's going on, and he's like flipping the fuck out. He's like, oh god, what do you mean? I don't know. He gets like a nervous twitch. He's like, yeah, Tachibana.
And then he's like, I'm gonna die. And
I'm gonna go bathe
girlfriend
in
died
dead
because
leaves.
Dead leaves. Oh, Tachibana.
God, I don't understand that show. But
who does? I mean, really? Does anyone understand?
He was basically Japanese Trent. Except Trent didn't hang out in a random weird club and wear a fedora like a douchebag. Ever. Only Bryce Larkin / Neil Caffrey can pull that off.
Yeah.
I'll just go with that.
Yeah, just go with it.
But what I want to know is, where am I?
You are in Pallet Town. Apparently that was trending the other day.
Really?
That was, last night, that was trending. I was going to tweet something like, screw Pallet Town, I'm on the road to Viridian City, and then I was just like, Mass Effect 3 demo, I was like, oh my god, and I just passed out.
Right.
So, time for Sim... Oh, no, it's next week.
Yeah. However, we did get a little preview clip. So I would like to chime in and have Samurai... No. I fucked that up with Super Samurai summaries now. So
okay.
So now it's... I'm trying to figure out how to say this properly. Super Samurai summaries with Shuki Preview Edition!
Cha?
We'll go with the cha.
it's a questioning chat. Like, should we cha or should we not?
All the preview clip is of the Rangers fighting Arachnator for like the 5,000th time, and they're like, "Oh, it's that guy again!" And then he like hops away. He's like, "But he's not drying out. There must be a puddle somewhere. He's getting water from."
He's all wet.
But
It had some cool American fight scene footage.
It did. It was all American fighting, or New Zealand fighting, or whatever.
I didn't see this clip. I'm just going to say. Get technical. I don't know where to find it.
American.
From what little of the clip was, the acting did seem to be a little bit better.
To be fair, it was ADR, but...
Can it get worse? Would it...
But I'm optimistic for the weekend, so... That actually airs tomorrow, by the time this goes up, so...
Yay!
Woo! So we'll actually have a real Super Samurai Summoner Jushuki that's not a preview edition. Cha!
Cha.
Cha.
You made me feel gay, bro.
I like a do da cha cha.
What?
I do the cha cha with your mama.
Kay. My little nipples went to France. Am I the only one that's seen Bruce Almighty?
I just don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't have it memorized.
Sorry. It's when he was using the prompter to make a 40-year-old virgin say things.
No, I remember. I know the movie. I just don't know every line in the movie.
What's about the 40-year-old virgin?
That's the guy who played the anchor.
Steve Carell was the anchorman, and then he came back as Evan Almighty. Because he was the anchorman in that movie, but then he went and became a congressman, and then he got, like, bullied around by John Goodman.
And then he became Noah.
Because he was having a yabba dabba do at the time.
They need to build an ark, and then... I like those movies.
Yeah, they're fun.
Oh, Brian, shut up.
Now it's ramble time.
This is the segment where we ramble.
Fuck yeah.
Yay!
So... Are we going to start with our Facebook, or are we going to end with the Facebook?
Oh, I forgot about that, Chiz.
We only got, like, two answers, so...
No, we got a bunch on the Facebook.
Did we?
We got two. I posted it twice, even if I'm super late at it, because I always forget. But if you'll scroll down, for the last one, I believe we got 7 replies for the second one I put up.
I actually have not looked at this yet. Hold on. I have to get there. I got to find it. I have to kill Brian.
Let me see.
Oh, look, Brian posted up a haul. Well, screw you, Brian.
Oh, yeah. The question for this week is, what is your favorite generation of Pokemon and why?
I got Clink. I'm sorry.
Yay. I got a Kevin. Anyway.
Right. So our first answer is from Tay Washington that says, I must say the Sinnoh generation. It seems to be the zenith of creativity for the next while. All one generation.
Okay, and the next is Chris Jansen, who said Johto because of Pichu, Umbreon, Lugia, Cyndaquil, Heracross, Scizor, and...
Quill!
No, it's cool!
That's Cyndaquil when you step on him.
Oh, poor Cyndaquil. Gen IV.
Oh, the next one... I'm sorry, I wasn't looking up. The next one's from Brody Taylor... Gage? Gage? I don't know. I'm going to go fuck it out. It says Johto because of Slugma, Macargo, Totodile, Elekid, Steelix, Ursaring, Mareep, Crobat, Phanpy, and Donphan. You people. That's not an actual reason. That's just a Pokemon.
Right?
Just saying.
Next up is good old Brendan Evans. Shout out to you because you rock, man.
He's awesome.
Gen 4 had the great fun of Johto and Kanto on all nice and pretty graphics thanks to Heart Gold and Soul Silver. And Sinnoh gave a brand new messed up a little bit there, bro. Brand new evolutions to Deer Pokemon so we could finally get a fully evolved EV team.
Yes! Sorry.
Heck yeah.
Okay. And now we have Lars V. Barrett. It could be Lars 5 Barrett. Maybe he's a Generation 5 Lars. I feel skinny, Tony. Sorry.
Generation 5 Attack Mod.
Such an obscure movie to reference. I love referencing it. Anyway, so he says Tommy and Jason are his favorite two generations of Pokemon.
Green.
Green. Oh, God. Billy. Okay, sorry. Well, I think the other one that I was using. Okay, he said, I have to say Gen 3. I hate to use nostalgia as an explanation, but nostalgia. Goddamn nostalgia. By the time Ruby and Sapphire came out, I was a little bit older and knew what I was doing and wasn't just a kid drooling over my Game Boy and thinking Charmander is my starter every time. I never forget memories I have playing that game under the covers during sleepovers. This is getting personal. And totally not having to use a Wurmite because I have the new Kick-Ass SP. Fuck yeah, man.
Yes!
Anyway, if I were to be more on objective side, I would say Gen 5. I was out of the Pokéloop for Gen 4, so I was pumped to play a mainline Pokémon game at launch again. That was my first time being a full-time part of the rumor mill, and it was ridiculously exciting. So much. There are my two answers. I pulled a Jedi-mon. No, wait. My favorite is Gen 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, there I pulled a Jedi-mon.
Yeah, you
just got told.
Burn, bitch. No. Hey, Kevin uses next. My God, we got more replies to this than the Toku ones. Fuck Toku. Let's just talk about Pokemon. I'm game.
Yeah. Speaking of, we actually have to talk about that in Ramble Time. So that'll be the next topic, probably, because I said so, and I'm better than Brian. Next, we have Yeah, so it says Generation 5 has been the best so far, but my favorite is the one I loved in the 90s, and that is Generation 1. Good for you.
Righto. So next up is Javier Fernandez. For me, and this is cheating, Gen 1 equals 2 equals 3 equals 4 equals 5. That's not proper math. I love all the games. All are excellent. All keep me entertained until the next game. Thank Kevin.
What?
That.
No! No, they're taking me away! Oh, God!
Excuse me?
Okay, I can't wait to read this one. This is from Roan J. Moreland. Boy, see you if Pikachu...
What? Wait, what?
It says, boy, see you if Pikachu... Favorite comment ever.
I wish I knew what was going on.
And he's got Captain Marvel as his avatar.
Rock on, my friend, rock on.
Boy, see you if Pikachu... I just love saying that.
All right, next is... I've never heard of this guy before. Chris Hutchinson? I don't know.
Looks like he's having an adventure with Burger Meal, braving the weather.
Poor Chris.
They're going out to get Podotokin's coffee, it looks like.
For purposes of hilarity, this will be read in a British accent, often on a whim. So it says here... Generation 3, that's not British accent, is it? No.
Hurry up!
Generation 3 seemed a big deal to me. I don't like that accent at all. That's not coming out
good. It sounded like an Australian Southern English.
One and two seemed to release close together, but the wait for three was huge. I remember starting off my adventure in Hoenn and thinking it was the best thing to happen since Red and Blue.
Spoilers, it was.
Ah, whatever.
Blowfist.
Ow.
Gen 3 can suck a dick, just saying.
I want Gen 3.
I told you it was too overpowered.
Well, I knew it. If you take away that, we'll talk about it. Wait, we'll talk about it when we're done. Sorry.
Go ahead. Go, Brian.
Next up, we got Brody again.
Wait.
Hoenn because of the new region with... Hoenn because of the new region and Pokemon with barely any old ones. Does the answer change between them? I don't remember.
Maybe. Is he one of the ones that just gave Pokemon?
I think so. I don't know.
Anyway.
Dude, he did things with stuff.
See you, Pikachu. Anyway. next up is Robert Carrier. Generation 2 was the only generation I got both original versions on and actually wanted to. The new Pokemon fascinated me the most then... The fact that there were two whole regions to explore made it incredibly enjoyable. Others have tried putting adventures after the Elite Four, but they just don't compare to a whole region. Or at least a quarter of a whole region, but still.
Close enough.
Okay.
Alright, next, I think this is a girl that says Haley Farr. I didn't
even
know.
Oh my god, girls listen to us?
Spoilers, it's Horatio.
Gen 3 captured my heart, the strongest after Gen 1, between Relicanth and the whole idea of diving into a new world of Pokemon delighted me, as well as the storyline of the games. Additionally, characters in the anime and the stories, developments, movies, and everything.
She's the first person to mention the anime in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, I think Brian rigged it so he would get to use Jeff's. I'm just saying.
Not really. But
Jeff's whose answer is not really an answer.
Yeah, because I clearly rigged it. He said probably Gen 1 because it has Squirtle, because he's got Raging Heart on for Squirtle. And it's classic. It is indeed classic. Gen 2 has Dunsparce for Ron. And he loves Sharpedo and Shinx and Lillipup. So he gave a cop-out answer.
Yeah, he just answered what his favorite Pokemon were. What was the question?
I got Spider Shock.
I know
my favorite Pokemon's Todd.
So. I know from previous discussions that it's Gen 1. for Pokemon Selection
Reasons.
Oh, well,
Brian's reasons. Inside information.
And I'm going to cheat a little bit and toss Ron's in here, too, because he told me to. He said Gen 1 and Gen 4, because they have his most favorite Pokemon and were the most memorable of games, in his opinion. So.
Coolio. All right, now we have Gary Baker.
I think Brian kills monkeys.
It's really hard. Okay, now with all the personal stuff and these answers I'm interpreting, I mean, she said, he even included it. Thank you for acknowledging it. But in all seriousness, Gen 1 and 3 are tied. Gen 3 had Groudon and Kyogre and, of course, Mudkips. Hey, Dawson, I heard you like Mudkips. Fuck yeah, Mudkips. Gen 1 had Charizard, Mewtwo, and, of course, Mew.
I got a Drillbur.
Fuck yeah, Mudkips. Ow, I broke myself and it hurt.
All right, so finally, we have what appears to be the Green Ranger, but it says here Seth Camp. I don't know.
Who's your favorite Ranger of all time? Seth!
That's my new answer. It says, I would have to say Gen 3, because it started... What is with you people in Gen 3? Because
it
started...
You.
Fuck you. Because it started me on the whole Pokemon craze, and I love all of the legendary and rare Pokemon in Hoenn. Also, Swampert is my favorite water starter ever.
Fuck yeah, my Kips.
Blastoise is my favorite water starter ever, but so whatever. People can be gay together, I guess. I don't know.
Because if you don't agree with Kevin, you suck.
Yes. Have you not realized this by now? The fact you are still alive is a miracle of science.
Oh my god. So now our turn to answer the questions. Obviously, like, Gen 1 has the biggest impact, but my memories come from Gen 2, because I think I had a lot more friends at the time that played than I did when Gen 1
Brian
came out.
Brian had friends when he played Gen 2?
Yeah, Brian had a lot of friends at the time, now he doesn't.
So, like, I have a lot of fond memories of Gen 2, and like someone said, just the fact that you got to go to Kanto at the end, granted you didn't do much there, but it was still pretty cool.
They'll make fun of Kanto.
Well, I'm just saying, all the Kanto gyms were easy.
You Kanto!
Look, I replayed Yellow. I think you just walk in a circle. Like, it's pretty boring compared to the other games that come after it.
It's really, really hard for me to pick.
It is really getting harder.
I would want to say Gen 3, but Gen 3 was in that period where, like, my interest dwindled. And I think if I went back and played one of the games again, I'd like it more. But I haven't really had time to do that or desire to do that. But I can definitely say Gen 4 holds a lot of memories for me. No? Okay.
Sorry. Oh, no, I was just waiting for it. I thought there was a next sentence.
No, not really. Like, I don't know. I have the most... Like I said, I just have the most memories of Gen 4, because when I started playing slightly competitively, I say slightly because I still don't give a crap as much as about the actual competitive people do, but it was when I actually started to think of proper teams, and that wasn't just, well, let's catch these four Pokemon at the beginning of the game and use them till the end.
I love how the one time we give Brian a chance to talk, he just thinks we're disagreeing with him by not saying anything.
That was my way of signaling that I was done.
Well, I thought you were going to say Gen 4 because I have memories, and I thought you were going to go on about the memories.
No, I mean, I just did, so.
Okay.
That's fine.
I don't have memories, so.
He hit intersect, yeah. No. There needs to be some kind of. Chris needs to make some kind of meme about losing your memory. It'd be funny. Anyway, so.
Where am I?
It really is a hard question, because in the end, if I think about it, there is things I love about all the generations, and I like Pokemon as a whole, but I think 2. For me, because I have the most nostalgic memories of that, and like the most, it was just such a cool time. It has my favorite Pokemon in it, which is Totodile. And like, I loved the Pokemon in it, and it just felt like such a cool.
Gen 4
time.
Gave us Munchlax. Fuck yes.
Yes, Munchlax.
You said Bunchlax for a second. Anyway,
I love Munchlax.
It was just such a cool time, and the game having two regions was cool. Even if it was a smaller, it just felt. Even if it was a smaller, get an accent when I say that. I do have to give Gen 3 a lot of credit, though, which I really like it. Like, Kevin and I talked about this the other night, and I didn't think about how many overpowered Pokemon are in it, but I don't get why people are always ragging on the designs, because it's a tropical region, and it's farther away, and I like a lot of the Pokemon in Hoenn.
Okay, here's the thing about the whole people looking at Gen 5 and going, All these designs suck. These aren't the originals. Fuck this shit. Okay, let's take a look at Gen 1, our precious Gen 1.
Glad I gave my answer.
You laid down the gauntlet.
We have a design. Voltorb is a ball. Execute is rotten eggs. Magna Mind is basically a
Squirtle is the most adorable turtle ever.
He is. He is. He's a very generic looking turtle, but he is adorable indeed. Charizard is basically a generic Western dragon. What else do we got? Oddish is a leaf.
I still don't understand the like hard-ons for Charizard.
Onix is God.
Because I love dragons and fire. Thank you.
Blastoise all the way. He's got cannons on his back that shoot water.
I will give him that. That is why he's my favorite water starter. But Charizard's a dragon. So, despite the fact he's not a dragon type.
That's why he's not dragon type. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's because dragon types only had three of the fuckers.
It took 80 gens for him to get Dragon Rage. Yeah, no,
you don't use the TMs? Slams down headphones.
you need to calm down. We're just joking. Okay, now let's look at Gen 5. We got, okay, an ice cream cone. Okay. A garbage bag.
Okay, look, the ice cream cone is now a food droid.
I'm trying to think of what else we got here going on in Gen 5. That's
Shuki.
I don't even know what the hell he is.
It's a black guy.
Damn it, he's going to be a gangster.
He's a gangster.
He's the Mega Wigger.
Check out my Mega Wigger.
Oh, God. But my point is that the designs for the original generation weren't anything to write home about.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the greatest designs for Pokemon came out in, like, Gen 3 and Gen 4.
Yeah, see, because I don't get it. Like, people are like, they look so stupid. I'm like, well, Hoenn's Tropical is farther away. Unova's even more farther away. So their ice cream became Pokemon. That's how far away it is.
Like, I mean, I can understand where they're going with the Gen...
I think the Gen 5 hate came from a lot of, like, Gen 1 nostalgia.
Yeah, it's the same people that say MMPR is the best thing ever.
But I think for just some saying. People, the Gen 5 hate is just kind of the stylized choices they don't like. Like, perhaps having, like, the three monkeys all being really similar and all being heavily overused in that game.
No, they're not that good.
And just, like, an overall amount of fairly crappy Pokemon in this gen in terms of competitive scene. There just really isn't that many good ones. So I can see where they're coming from with that, but just at a purely design standpoint, Gen 5 isn't that bad.
I like Gen 5 personally.
The other thing is, what people fail to realize is that, I think they even said, when they first made the original games, they designed like 500 of them.
Yeah.
They didn't make 150 and stop. Half of the ones that you keep seeing in like the later gens, they already designed a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I like how, I think, Brian, you wrote that thing about Black and White when it won Game of the Year on RR, right?
Yeah.
I like how you put it, that it's like, it's a perfect, like, new experience, like, combined with, like, an homage to
absolutely.
Gen 1. Like, I like Gen 5. Like, a lot of the designs I even hated grew on me, Shuki being a case in point.
Yeah, that was kind of forced down my throat, and I gladly accepted it. But just like some other things. I mean, in terms of the base decks, we got, like, 152... new guys, not counting Keldeo, whatever the other people are.
Meloetta and Genesect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Genesect's still an awesome name for Pokemon.
Genesect
is.
I know, I love it.
But, I mean, it's like that nice round number that was kin to Gen 1. You're starting off in a region with basically a clean slate. You've never used any of these Pokemon before.
Which is really cool.
It just harked back to that Gen 1 experience where you didn't really know anything of what you were doing. Or for anyone's case, their first game, be it Gen 3, Gen 2, whatever, just not knowing really what you were doing in terms of Pokemon choice and just everything being new.
Yeah.
So that's what made me say that, was just because it felt like a fresh experience.
Yeah.
Even
can I
was...
get my answer now?
Oh, yeah, you can.
That was great. I mean, Brian threw down the gauntlet.
I'm sorry, I just get frustrated at those people.
Yeah, no, my answer would actually be, if we're just talking in terms of,
like the games and stuff, mine goes to 2 and 4 just because I really like the idea of revisiting old ones and giving them a new evolution that. Like, oh, when you take them in this region, there's something like different here that changes them into something new.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool aspect of Gen 4.
Especially because it gave us new EVs and I Heart Eevee, just like everyone else ever, which makes me sad. Like,
sorry, you're not original, bro.
That kind of bothers me, is that it's like, oh, everyone likes EVs, oh, you're just copying everyone, and it's like, facepalm. I've been playing this game longer than like most of the people who are like, I saw the EVs. But whatever.
I just think Eevee's adorable.
Yeah, like
Eevee is my favorite evolution. just saying.
I don't know. Mine's a Pinion. But...
a Pinion.
Fun fact: that reference started. That was the same night that started the racist jokes for me.
Yeah,
it was the same night as Ultimate Spider Monkey.
But, what was it? Gen 3 probably had the best, one of the best anime things ever. Yeah. I mean.
That's my favorite anime saga.
They didn't drag it on forever. May and Max were cool characters. Sure, Brock went off like, I don't want to do water types anymore. I'm just going to come in here with Fortress and catch a bunch of water types because I'm weird.
He got a friend Ludicolo, though, so that made up for it.
Ludicolo!
Of course, that thing was hilarious, but still, like... but yeah, and what else? Like, because, I mean, Sinnoh just dragged on forever, and Dawn was stupid. And then Gen 5 has Iris, and you're such a little kid. God, Ash. Like,
and Silent, I'm a connoisseur of bike riding. Shut up. Get Brock in here.
Bike riding.
Well, and there are so many rivals that are all just stupid.
Well, look at, I just mentioned something. Brock and Silent have the same job, which is to give commentary. At least Brock wasn't as annoying. Sure, he was bland at the end, but he wasn't like, I'm a connoisseur. Like, a breeder and a connoisseur is the same fucking thing, except Brock likes to watch him have sex. I miss Brock, because I don't like Silent.
But...
stupid trooper dead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gen 1's cool and all, but there's just a lot of things I like about Gen 2. It's Cyndaquil. And who I just love. I love Cyndaquil. He's like my favoriteest starter. And I mean, which one am I thinking about right now? I mean, of course, Gen 3 did give us like Sceptile and Grovyle, and Grovyle is just epic.
But, see, I like the designs in Gen 3. I love the music in the game and the tropical environment.
Like, the problem I had is what we talked about is. I really felt like I loved a lot of the designs in Gen 3. It's just that I didn't like that when I played it in the game, everything felt so overpowered. There's so many options for, like, this is, like, super awesome, top of its stat category. Like, when you're playing it. Like, I'm like, wow, really? And they all get super-powered moves without even using any of the TMs and shit. They're already getting super-powered moves on top of their stats. And I'm like, what? And then you get to, like, and like Brian said, Gen 5, and, like, most of them are just kind of, eh. Like, could we maybe have spaced this out a little bit?
Like, I love a lot of the designs in Gen 5 now, like, particularly, like, Golurk and stuff, but just none of the Pokemon are really just that good in actual gameplay compared to the older ones.
Except for Casey. Yeah. I mean, what's his name? Crocodile? Dark
Face? Crocodile's pretty good.
Herdier, the evolution Herdier. Stoutland is awesome. That thing like pwned everything.
I just love that thing. He's all big and furry.
And my whatchamacallit
was
really good.
Epic Yorkie.
Darmanitan was really good for me. And Archaeops is a good Pokemon.
My Archaeops kicks ass. I love that thing. Okay, so looking at Smogon's OU list,
wait, what?
We have Conkeldurr, Ferrothorn. These are overused in Gen 5. Haxorus, obviously. Hydreigon, obviously. Jellicent. My Jellicent kicks ass, so I'll agree with that one. Landorus.
That makes sense.
Mienshao. That's a weird one. Reuniclus.
What? Junior?
Scrafty. Fuck yes. Terrakion, Tornadus,
Machine Tornadus,
and Volcarona. So not too many like non-legendary people's.
Yeah, and
though their OU list got really small for.
I don't like using legendaries.
I don't use legendaries.
Like it feels like a cop out to me.
Like I didn't mind using Zekrom or Reshiram in some cases at the end of Black and White just because it felt like the story.
Yeah, it was what you were supposed
to get the dragon and everything. So I was fine with that, and then when I beat the game, I just put him in the box.
Yeah, plus you have to go back and beat the Elite Four anyway because you never became champion. Wait, I was going to challenge the champion! You're being carted off.
Like, fuck. Like, you're already getting them at a high level, and their stats are already, like, super high. Like, this is a cop-out. There's no training required. Like,
whatever. I was going to mention something real quick about Gen 3, about one of the guys in Nostalgia. I have a lot of nostalgia for it because when it came out, like, I think it was 2 days before, or 2 days or a day before it came out, we had a blizzard. So I didn't get it until, like, 5 or 6 days after the release date. So my anticipation was very high.
Oh, at Gen 4?
Gen 3.
Oh, 3?
So, yeah, because, like, we had the blizzard, and I was just stuck in here at the house, and I could not get it. It was like 5 or 6 days before we could actually drive out, and I finally got it, and it was just so exciting. Like, I was already excited for it, but it was even more exciting because I've been kept from it, and it was just so, like, new and awesome.
Yeah.
But I like all things about the generations, but it's funny that you said that you have the most memories from 4 because I have the least memories. I think I got some sunglasses, and they erased some of them. It's coming back, though. I ended up at the beach.
Like I said, it was just because that's when I started, like, paying more attention to things.
And working on it more, because you said you worked on it a lot.
Yeah.
Because like, well, I play. Oh, God. I was just attacked. But I've played all the other ones so many times, and then I played Black and White so recently, but I've only played Sinnoh, like, twice, so I don't remember that much about it. That's why I'm playing Pearl now.
Like, I mean, I played the crap out of my Platinum game, so I've probably got, like, at least 500 hours logged in that game.
Jeez.
But, and then, see, for me, it was kind of like the same thing with Brian, where, like, Gen 3, I had started to, like, lose interest for a while, stopped, played it a lot less. And then I was kind of upset they took out, like, the day and night. And all, like, a lot of the cool stuff they put in Gold and Silver, they just removed in Ruby and Sapphire.
That was the period where I was trying to be a grown-up and decided that was boring.
And it just pissed me off.
And that's funny, Brian. Look at you now.
And then I saw Munchlax, and then I got all interested again. I was like, wait, pre-evolved Snorlax? I'm in.
Yeah, Munchlax does that to you.
I think I mentioned this. I don't know if it was on the podcast or not. But I thought it would have been cool if they could have figured out a way to transfer your Pokemon from the original game so that way we could still have, like, our original starters. That would be hilarious. Awesome. Although I wouldn't have my original starter because I restarted Blue, like, 8 million times.
Sinner.
Sorry. Can you imagine transferring your shit from Gen 1 to 5?
That would be awesome. We could still go from 3 to 5, which is kind of amazing in a way. It's a good game from a Game Boy onto DS.
That would be insane.
It would be totally, man. So we should probably move on now because we have a lot of ground to cover and I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
So what should we talk about first then?
Pokemon.
Actual Pokemon stuff.
What the hell are we talking about?
We're gonna talk about the reveal of Keldeo and then the whole thing with Kyurem that we were gonna talk about 2 weeks ago.
Oh right, yeah, that. So kick it off. You lead the discussion.
And then I want to talk about Benteng, because that's more exciting.
Okay, well, first thing we're going to say is that they've now officially revealed Keldeo as expected, and he is going to be in the next movie with Kyurem and the, what do you call them? The legendary trio, Terrakion, Virizion, and
legendary!
Musketeers.
Yeah, the three legendary musketeer people. The other thing is that, so we have Kyurem, and they've already said before that there's going to be something special about Kyurem. Presumably, it's going to be something that will happen in the movie, and then it's going to lead into making Pokemon Gray. And so basically, what has happened is the good folks at PokeBeach took the time, because they really had nothing else to do, and given that there's not much news anyway, and they took, what, like a month of their time to go through the code in Black and White, and they found a placeholder for another form for Kyurem.
Yeah,
by going line by line through the code using like how they know the numbering system works, and the fact that like when something doesn't have another form,
Like, just for example, you know, like Squirtle. They put a 0 instead of a 1 to show how many forms it has. They never use the number 1, but like Unknown says 28, or Shaman and Giratina have 2. Well, they procure them, they put 1, which is kind of suspect. And then under like the sprite, to tell the game what sprite to use, they gave it the same number as the alternate form of Meloetta, which also is kind of suspect, because why the hell would you do that? That's just dumb. Instead of putting 0,
yeah, because apparently Shaman and Giratina in original Diamond and Pearl had a 1 too.
Well, yeah, that's like, so what they did was they went into the Diamond and Pearl code and said, okay, well, did those two, which got a new form in Platinum, do the same thing?
Yeah, Brian just said that.
I know. I just said that. I was about to say that, and then they found that they were doing like, aha. So.
I'm so excited to tell that story.
I liked my version of telling it better than Brian's, because mine was more dramatic and epic. And so they should pretty soon be revealing all that information, but it was cool to see that there's a way to actually tell what was going to happen in the game code by actually reading through it and like knowing what you're looking at.
That takes a lot of patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like cotton candy.
I don't know. But no. I'm anticipating what like a Kyurem would look like that isn't like, I hope it looks cooler, because Kyurem's kind of stupid looking.
Yeah, it looks like a giant penis.
Yeah, it's a giant ice penis.
I love ice penises.
Like, my friend Mike named it like Freeze Dick or something.
Rick?
I can't remember what he named it, but it was hilarious. So
but my friend
named the Sceptile's Wang Lizard. Good old Wang Lizard. Onyx God. The closet is Mufasa. And then, of course, Mufasa 2.
Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to a new game, just because I feel like it. Like, I keep picking up Black and White every once in a while, but I don't. It's not holding me as much as Platinum did for some reason.
There's not as much to do once you finish like the trainers in the extra area. Like, you're kind of done. So I'm hoping that, well, I'm kind of hoping also, because the anime is moving pretty fast, that there's something big at the end of Gray that'll keep you playing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that they put in a Battle Frontier, and then they remake Ruby and Sapphire and put the same Battle Frontier in it, because that's never been done before.
If they do remake a Ruby and Sapphire, I give Brian an excuse to replay them instead of having to replay the old ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
And then we'll actually be like, oh, Zong, we love Ruby and Sapphire. And then
Zong.
It's the best thing ever.
When they remake Diamond and Pearl, I quit.
I was thinking the other day when I was going through my games, I was like, you know, it's not entirely out of the question for them to remake Fire Red and Leaf Green again.
I know. Make it for the 3DS.
Oh my god.
Red and they Blue just, 3D edition.
They need to release those on the Virtual Console so I can play them.
I want any Pokemon game on the Virtual Console.
That would be nice. I mean, someday they need to make it with 2 file saves. That would be nice. That way I could have 4 of them, since I always buy both of the games anyway.
I love myself.
So should we move on to this week's discussions?
Yes.
Let's talk quickly about the 2 new Ben 10 episodes, and then we can move into the Omniverse talk, just since it's chronological, and that's when my brain moves.
Okay.
So there was episodes with the Inspector Gadget Dude. What's his name? Inspector 13? And then the one where they went back to get Charmcaster. You saw both of them, right?
Yep.
I thought they were both good episodes.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't, like, great material or anything, but the Charmcaster episode had a lot of, like, oomph to it.
I'm glad they finally came back for her. They left her back there in Alien Force. What was an Alien Force? It was Ultimate Alien, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, though.
It felt, like, even longer because of all the hiatuses we've had.
Well, and then it's like, she's stuck there, and Gwen's like, oh, I'm going to get my nails done. Like, you just left her there. But then she ended up being a crazy bitch.
Hold on. What keeps beeping?
Jesus.
God.
Can you tell Jesus to quiet? Thank you, Jesus.
In the episode, we found out that that's how Shenron's created, by sucking the energy out of all the creatures in that dimension.
Ooh.
You're able to wish your dad back.
Oh,
he's like, no. But I thought that was a pretty like neat that they went back for her, and I was kind of wondering how they were going to do that, because they weren't like friends, but they were kind of on like a more familiar ground. Charmcaster and Gwen, so I was wondering how they were going to do that. But now she seems like she's really confused, but then the description for the next episode says that her and Darkstar team up to take down Ben, Gwen, and Kevin. I'm like, god damn it. Can't you just ever just get along? Except for Darkstar, because he's ugly. No one likes him.
Yeah.
But I thought the Inspector 13 one was just kind of neat, because I liked the concept of that guy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And I thought they could have made a pretty decent, maybe not like a main villain for a season, but maybe like an arc, because their robots have been seen since Alien Force.
Right.
Robots.
I didn't quite understand that whole thing where he let like the others turn into Ultimatrix aliens, and our debut of Clockwork was via Gwen. Whatever. But there were some entertaining episodes. And Edel finally did something.
Yeah, he finally did Upchuck stuff.
He's so different than Upchuck, he shoots his beam in a straight line. And I'm sorry, I don't like Fast Track. I like his design, but I don't like that he's basically Accelerate, and he has a stupid voice. Dee Bradley Baker ran out of voices.
Is that possible?
Yes. Ben 10 can turn into like 62 things now. So now moving on to Omniverse. Like I said in the thing, the Toy Fair, it was revealed that it's going to jump back and forth between current Ben and a past Ben. So it's in the same continuity, which is kind of surprising.
So it's going to jump between episodes, or are they traveling back?
Yeah, that's the way I interpreted it, because he was explaining the figures, and he said in the new series we're going to have Kid Ben again, but he says he's not going to be in every episode, but we're going to jump back to see events that happened to Ben after the original series that are affecting him now. So I'm going to kind of assume that this new villain dude that was in the vinyls was one of the villains Ben faced in those years, and that somehow he's going to come back and affect Ben. And
What could have happened in that time period, because at the start of Alien Force, he didn't have the Omnitrix.
There was 5 years, though, and they never specified when he took it off.
Okay. That's what I couldn't remember.
See, what I was mad about, I was super confused. Hello? No, I'm filming. This is the wrong number. I don't need driver's insurance. Okay. Anyway. Damn it. Hello? No, I don't have a parole officer. This is the wrong number. Anyway.
Who has a parole officer and why?
I got a random call from somebody that got the wrong number that had a parole officer, and they left it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's also two insurance calls this weekend. Anyway. Damn it! When I first saw that picture of the new Ben, I thought it was Kid Ben, like 10 Ben. And I thought it was like a 10 Ben. Teen Bean. I thought that it was going to be either a reboot, reimagining, or like it was going to be the Teen Ben with our Ben now.
Stop!
Teen Ben was our Ben now, going to different universes.
That's trippy, bro.
And that this Ben was a Ben from another universe, which was kind of an interesting concept. And then at first I got confused when he said, I was really confused during this, when he said that they're gonna see the era between, and I thought for a second that it was like, but the Omnitrix never changed, and I was like rage quitting, because I'm like, why would they make the Omnitrix change to this new square one, and then back, and then to the new one, and then I realized that he wasn't talking about that. And then I calmed down.
You have a rage problem, bro.
Well, because he doesn't look like a 16-year-old Ben. He looks more like a 12, 13-ish-year-old Ben. Especially with the cargo pants.
So, is this just like a new Omnitrix?
Well, do you remember...
Because Asmus was talking about something.
Yeah, that's what I assume. The toy's called the Omnitrix Touch. I don't know. I mean, we know Steve Jobs went up to help Asmus and create the Omnitrix Touch. I'm going to assume that this is the newest version. Now, here's the thing. I get it sells toys, it keeps things fresh to get a new Omnitrix, but when the Omnitrix recalibrated in Alien Force, they made a big deal about the fact the Omnitrix had thousands upon thousands of possible different forms. And they didn't want to run with that concept. Instead, we just blow up the device every 2 years instead of just recalibrating it every couple years to give it a new look. Like, I get the Ultimatrix has new powers, but this one, I don't know what's going on with it.
Do we know it's going to explode besides it being called Omnitrix again?
No, I'm glad it's called the Omnitrix again, though. It feels right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're getting rid of the Ultimate Transformations, because I saw nothing of them at
Blizzard. Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't really mind that so much.
Yeah, I don't really either. I mean, some of them are cool, and I think the idea is cool. I just felt like it was too soon.
Yeah.
Because it's like right after you reveal that you have 1,903,000 transformations, you reveal that you can get twice that. But I'm not sure what kind of new powers it'll have. I mean, we know that there's going to be those new aliens. The three new ones. But I'm still not too keen on the art style. It's just not my thing. But I think the thing that bugs me most about the art style is just...
I love it.
Well, is that if it's all in the same continuity, it bugs me that Ben looks like Man of Action Ben, and then all of a sudden looks stupid, and then he goes back to looking like adult Ben from now, and then he's going to look stupid again. Like, it just bugs me because it's all in the same continuity, and he keeps changing looks, and I feel like that's confusing.
I love it.
Oh, my God. But did you see my point that it's kind of confusing?
Nope.
Like, it takes place right afterwards, and now he looks stupid. So maybe the villain made him look retarded, and now he's going to figure out why he looks retarded now. That's the plot. I like the new aliens.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm kind of like Shock Squatch. He only appeared in that one episode. I don't know why they had to redesign him though, because I like both designs actually.
I can't remember what the original one looked like anymore.
Honestly, he was just kind of looked like a generic Yeti. He was kind of grayish. You have to go look at him. He looks more like he would have like ice based powers.
Yeah.
But I like both. But I mean, I see since he was only in the alternate universe episode once, like, they can change it. I don't know why they have to change Edel though.
The change was so minimal to me, I didn't really care.
But he looks tiny, he looks like a baby Edel. Like, I thought maybe, until I saw the stupid paid attention and looked at the new Omnitrix symbol, I was like, maybe that's Kid Ben Edel. But Kid Ben has the white and gray Omnitrix when he's transformed. Anyway, I don't think they needed to change that. And I'm kind of hoping, like, I get that the aliens are all going to have the new style, but I don't want them to drastically change the designs, like the potential for Spider-Monkey.
Oh, boy.
It's happening.
I don't know.
I just think that, because that's more confusing for the continuity.
Look, I think the new Spider-Man is going to be awesome.
Oh my God, don't even get me started.
Yeah, please don't. Let's keep talking about Ben then. I'm excited, just because I want new things.
I like Feedback because he reminds me of the movie Osmosis Jones. I don't know why, but he really does.
Oh my God.
Like, he does. I just like him so much for that. I don't know what his powers are going to be, but I like him.
You know what else is going to be good? Superhero Tyson.
Oh my God. Now you're just going to have me a rage fit and I'll start punching things. Blocks? Like, Blocks' powers appear to be... People were saying he has stretchy arms, which I didn't understand what they were getting that from. I mean, confirmation. But then I saw his little minifigure and his arms are kind of stretched out. So I'm guessing he stretches and punches people with his blocks for fists.
Which seems
kind of weird. Only because when I first saw him, I thought of... There's this one guy in DeviantArt that does a bunch of cool drawings of the current aliens, and then he has his own. That he did like a kind of Lego-ish alien that just kind of gave the impression of like it reformed himself, which was just kind of weird that like the blocks alien would stretch.
Who knows?
I don't know. But the idea of Rook's kind of cool, having a kind of bounty hunter tech guy.
Yeah.
I hope we don't totally get rid of Kevin and Gwen though.
I know.
I don't really care about Gwen, but Kevin's like my favorite character.
I'm right here.
So I know Kevin's my favorite character on the RR podcast.
Yeah.
That story when he absorbed all that negative energy and started insulting people.
Oh, I'm gay for you.
And I hope we have to get Tara Strong back to voice Kid Ben.
I'd imagine they could, because she's readily available for all sorts of things.
So. You know what? She voiced a few series, random characters and stuff. And I hope, personally, I hope that they get some of the old voices back for the old aliens, and I hope we get more than just Dee Bradley Baker, because he's talented, but it gets old.
Yeah, and, I know what you mean.
I loved in the original series how everyone had their own voice. And it just made them feel unique, and I thought it was such a neat thing. But I'm still a little skeptical, like I said, about the art, but I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's cool that we're finally getting an explanation.
Like, as far as Dee Bradley Baker's concerned, like, all I could think about in the last episode was how that one guy sounded like Humongousaur.
I think Brian said that life.
Or like how if you really pay attention, Volcanus and Wrath are the same. But yeah, they need to. I mean, it's funny because they make more money now than they did with the original Ben 10. They're both successful, but they just make more money as they go along.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I'm looking forward to exploring those 5 years and hopefully getting an explanation of why you took the Omnitrix off.
Yeah.
Because at the end of Ben 10, he's like, "Yay! I love going hero. Yay! The Alien Force. I have to take on this burden. What are you, Batman? What happened? You were so happy about it." So Dwayne McDuffie never answered that or ever said when they would explain how and when or why he took the Omnitrix off. So
and now he never will.
Well, no.
Hopefully,
no,
we'll know.
He did take it. It blew up. Got the Ultimatrix. But so yeah, I'm excited to explore those years.
Yeah.
Silly, Brian.
Because this has, like, the writing team for, like, animated and Teen Titans, I think, maybe?
Teen Titans was the ones that are on now.
Oh.
Dwayne McDuffie wrote Teen Titans, some Static Shock.
What else am I thinking of? Some other shows.
Scooby-Doo, but I wouldn't hold that up there with the caliber, I'm just saying.
Look, I love Scooby-Doo.
Because I know animated was pretty good as far as our continuity goes.
Where are you? We got some work to do now.
Wait.
No?
Right. I'm just hoping that they don't retcon too many things.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
You don't love when things get retconned?
I'm curious how the Omnitrix is going to work, because it slides up and reveals the dial, but is he going to slap it, or is it really going to be a touch thing, or is that just for the toy?
I feel like it's just for the toy.
Because I can't picture him not slapping the Omnitrix to transform.
Funny if he just, like, touches, like, just the Omnitrix in the show. There's no flip over anything. It's just
maybe after all this time he could just finally gain the master control and just think about it and transform.
Maybe. Probably not.
I think at the end of Ultimate Alien, Asmus can be like, this is the new Omnitrix, and he's going to put it on, and his little character is just going to go poof, and he turns into the new style. Like, to be continued.
Poof.
This is going to happen.
Ben
10 is like a version of Channel Chasers. Like, he just keeps looking at a different art style depending on what world he goes into.
Good times.
So, this is the point where Kevin and I talk about Zexal for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to talk about Zexal.
So, yeah, that returned very anticlimactically with the cat episode.
Oh, my God.
I loved the part, though, where she was talking about how she needed to tell the guy she liked him, and it was Yuma. And he's like, I think you should just tell him. And she's like, Yuma, I'm feeling the flow! And he, like, screamed over her like an obnoxious child, and I thought that was hilarious.
And then she kept trying to tell him, and he just kept, like,
feeling the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just kept, well, this is upsetting. I just found the magnet. So the NS Mag phone on AmiAmi, you bastards. I'm sorry.
I don't know that happens. Axel, that's funny.
They like deleted it off of their site, and then it's up now, and it's and not in stock. Fuckers. Anyway, and he just kept like attacking her. She's like, Yuma, but wait. And he's like, I'm gonna use this. Yuma.
That bitch.
And Astro's all like, I don't think he gets it.
She doesn't have a number. She's just a crazy bitch.
Yeah. Like, and she just has a bunch of... She's one of those, like, cat ladies, but she's just not, like, 80.
Yeah. She's on her way, though. She's getting
She's well on her. She's got more than enough cats. She's just not 80. And then they had a second episode the following week, which was just... fantastic.
I know we're friends because we dueled. What?
Yeah.
I kind of knew he'd get his ass kicked if he didn't get help from Astral.
I was so funny. Like, well, what you should have done is summoned Leviathan Dragon and not Utopia, stupid.
It's so weird having a protagonist that sucks at dueling.
Yeah.
Well, Yugi kind of...
Yugi wasn't awesome, good, but terrible. Yugi just kind of, like, got forcibly taken over and didn't even know it. I don't know how that works.
But eventually he got better because he just watched him, I guess. Because when he came out, and he beat him in the end of the show. And Jaden was just, like, a fucking prodigy.
Yeah, Jaden was just, like...
just made up awesome.
Yeah, so. Well, I didn't really see 5Ds too much, but Jaden was just all, like, get your game on and let's do it. This is fun. I don't care if I'm about to lose in 10 seconds and will somehow magically beat you in one turn. I'm having fun while doing it. Alright, that's cool.
Yusei's whole thing was using every card has a use. He was awesome.
Yeah.
That's Yu-Gi-Oh.
Every card has a Yusei.
I see what you did there. That's very clever.
Yes. Like yes. Plus card games and motorcycles.
But Zexal, it's not the best, but I'm entertained by it.
Yeah, plus, like... And then, like, he got beat and he lost his little necklace thing.
I thought that was going to be a plot line where, like, he was separated from Astral and he had to get him back and learn how to duel on his own. But no, he just threw the necklace back at him.
And, like, the rest of Zexal, they did nothing with it. Like,
yeah, so, I don't know. I hope the story gets going a little bit. I hope it's not this episodic thing going on with the numbers cards and occasional shark appearance.
I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. We'll get the conclusion. Not a conclusion. No, it was, what the hell happened? It's set to be continued at the end, didn't it?
I think so. I mean, it's definitely a two-parter or something, or at least an ongoing storyline with Shark.
Yeah,
I think it is, because they have a preview, I believe, shows something with Shark.
Yeah, so there's something. Oh, yeah, because like, he wants to battle Shark and to get his... Oh, yeah, I remember what it was now, because he's all like, if I don't duel Shark, he might never duel again. And once you're a duelist, you should duel for life.
That's like, how you solve all problems.
I'm like, what is this, a gang? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you don't leave the duelists. We're going to paper cut you to death. Like, whoa. Like, yeah, he's like, if I don't fix whatever's wrong with Shark, he might never duel again. All right.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah. I was watching it, and I'm like, he is the... It's like Yu-Gi-Oh! Meets Forze. And then I was sitting there going, Dawson must have just flipped a shit when he saw this. Just said, oh, come on, really? Again with the friendship thing?
Yeah.
Don't I get enough of that with Gintaro? And, yeah. I totally heard Dawson's, like, ears bleeding and his head exploding as I watched it.
That's exactly what happened. I had to clean my sheets. I had to go wash them. They were covered in blood.
Well, that's because you were feeling the flow.
Oh, God. It all comes back together.
See how this works? Works all dirtily. Just like everything else Shukun Shinobi does.
Yep.
So, what's next?
Now, it is... I think Ramble Time's done.
Yeah. Is it? Okay, we're done?
Because there really was... There's nothing else on TV anymore.
No, there's a Transformers 4 thing, but I feel like we should save that for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Pokemon's coming back this weekend, so...
Yeah.
We'll have that the next Ramble Time. Rival Destinies, whatever the fuck it's called.
Destiny's Child. That's going to be a third one.
I don't think you're ready for Destiny.
Oh, God.
I don't think you're ready for
this.
Here
we go. I should have known I was going to pick this song. Oh, God, you sound so bootylicious.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for...
Tweeter, question of the week.
Oh, that gets more annoying every time I hear it.
Love it.
Our first batch of questions is from Angelica Arson.
Angelica?
Yes. Would you watch a Japanese dub of My Little Pony if it was voiced by the Tiger and Bunny cast? Hashtag Bonnie!
Best question and hashtag ever.
Yeah.
I would say no, just on principle.
It depends if any of the ponies said Bonnie or not. Cause that would
if it was My Little Bunny and they changed it and pretended they were all bunnies, yes. I mean, if it was voiced by NPH, maybe the Chuck cast. No, they wouldn't.
And Kenji themselves. Matsuda.
They wouldn't demean themselves. But, yeah. I don't think so.
But. Yeah, I would probably say no to that. I mean, I would consider it, but I would have to go with no.
Likewise. Next, if it was offered, would you get figure arts insurance? Yes.
Oh, yeah, God. Probably.
In about
I guess tornado
seconds.
Season, like, I hear the sirens, I'm like, fuck my life. Instant diarrhea. It's just scary.
I've got every one of these fuckers. I want insurance, damn it. I can't
but
even imagine what would happen.
Does mine fall over? Yes.
antenna insurance?
Oh, God. I already have a broken Fias antenna.
Shadow Moon. Heat Metal.
From Fize Daniel, we have, what's your favorite Digimon individually on levels? This question confuses me.
Yeah. What?
I'm just going to go through, like, favorite ones from each season. So
I think what they want, like, each stage. I think he wants you to know, like, who's your favorite rookie, who's your favorite champion.
I think that's
what the question is. I could be wrong, because I'm not the expert here, but I think that's what he's trying to say.
So, pretty much, like, Shoutmon 5,000 times.
Kudo, motherfucker.
I think he's sad. All levels of Digimon.
Yes, he is.
But yeah, Vmon, Flame Dramon, Magnemon, Imperial Dramon, basically anything involving Vmon.
Yeah, me too. Steal ideas.
I like Patamon as well.
I like Kyomon.
Terriermon. Like Kokomon. His lines. Kokomon?
That's the brother. Or I guess, what is
Lopmon?
It? Lopmon. Yeah, sorry. They called it Kokomon in the movie.
Kokomon was, I think, the stage before it.
Yeah, but they just
he didn't know better, so he just kept calling it Kokomon.
Yeah, stupid Willis. he's misrepresenting Colorado.
Everyone's Jedimon? Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
poor Kevin, he can't answer this question. Poor me, I can't answer this question. What's your favorite Yu-Gi-Oh! Monsters?
Oh, snap. Red Eyes, Black Dragon.
I'm going to go with
Red Eyes, Black Dragon.
Any of the dragons, because they're dragons. That's
the baby dragon.
As mine goes.
Yeah, Red Eyes, Black Dragon, Baby Dragon, and I love the Elemental Heroes. And Stardust Dragon.
I like Flame Swordsman.
The Flame
Swordsman. Flame Swordsman.
I actually like the Magnet Warriors. Alpha, Beta, and
Beta, and Gamma! Calm down, Yami. God damn.
I like anything Dan Green yells.
The Dark Magician! Jack's Knight, King's Knight, and Queen's Knight!
Whoa. Take it down a notch, bro.
Karibo!
And I like the V, W, X, Y, and Z just because I like things that can combine like that and just go all crazy, batshit, insane. So, yeah. And, or like things with a theme, like they have these planet cards, the ones that are featured primarily in the GX manga. I just think like things like that are pretty cool. Things that have a running theme and not just particular, like, oh, one card, because, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to stop rambling, even though this is technically, I guess, an extenuation of Ramble Time into a cool new segment.
One thing that reminded me of is I had to read Frankenstein for my class, and they keep using the word daemon. Like, I always thought that was just not say demon in America. And every time I would read it, I would hear Jack going, Retro Daemon Dragon! And he, like, yells at him. Again. Chill.
Those weird words.
Yeah.
And of course, I love Exodia because he's all like, I am Exodia, I kill things.
I obliterate.
It's the forbidden one! Sorry.
Grandpa Moto, ancient times, just summons him out of the ground and is like, I summon Exodia! And then he gets turbo-pwned. Well, he did.
Oh no, I'm trapped in a card.
Yeah.
Anyway. Which Kamen Rider gimmicks do you like the most? Guy memories, metal switches, or others?
Memories.
Switches, because they don't do anything. They just sit here. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not true. Well, the guy memories. Yeah, I like the guy memories just simply because they have a lot of sounds. I mean, the old metals are cool and all, and they're coins and they're shiny, and I can go cling, cling, cling when I hit them together.
Such a kid here.
They're shiny.
Look at they go cling, cling, cling.
Yeah, dude, guy memories are just so cool. Like. Some of them light up, and they all have all kind of sounds, and they go Kuga and
stuff.
Yeah,
Decade and
we get it.
Ichigo, but Dawson wouldn't know because I don't own those.
Oh my god, here we go.
When do you predict the remaining Tiger and Bunny heroes and villains figurettes to be released? They seem to be going at a fairly decent. Well, February.
This is the real answer. It doesn't matter.
It's about every 3 months.
Hands on them.
It's every 2 to 3 because Rock Bison was December and then Sky High is February. So they're going 2 to 3 months each. So probably by the end of the year.
Plus some are going to be exclusive.
Yeah, but probably the chicks because they have boobs.
I think the chicks and Lunatic and Fire Emblem are going to be exclusives.
The chicks because they have boobs. They'll be exclusive. Special like original Tiger probably be exclusive.
Yeah.
And
Proto
Figure Arts Ben will be exclusive.
I'd buy Ben.
And
only if he came with a taxi.
Yes. I want the bike. I think the bike would just be badass. Even though I don't have space to put them on the bike, I think the bike's cool.
I'm sure they're gonna make the bike. It was at that one show.
Yeah, oh yeah, we saw it. And then Figure Arts Jake. That's gonna be epic. And then
Figure Arts bald chick that no one cares about. What's her name?
Yeah.
Martha?
Cream or Krim or
Cream. It was a cream. And then
Cream.
the rabbit. Drink the rabbit. That sounds dirty.
And I want my child's name is Cheese. Get it? Shut
and
up, Cream. I hate you.
What? I still can't think of that guy's name. I've been stalling to think of that guy's name, but I can't think of it ever.
Which guy?
The one with the giant mole?
Oh,
the bad
Maverick.
Guy? Maverick. Maverick, yeah. Figure it's Maverick. Like, that's going to be awesome. It's going to have a giant
mole.
You
can just smash him with a hammer.
You can, like, poke it.
Like, just in the review, a stick comes up and just pokes it. Yes, I want that now. New dream.
You just hear, mole, 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 mole.
Okay, bye. Oh, and then the beat just ends.
What are your thoughts if Kamen Rider suit designs eventually become based on anime like Tiger and Bunny and Gundam? I feel like they kind of already are.
Yeah.
If you compare like older things, well, first of all, I mean, Kamen Rider was kind of very manga-esque to begin with.
Well, yeah.
Because that's what Ishinomori did. So, in a way, it already is, but I think just the way how goofy-looking some of the suits are getting nowadays, like, with...
Look, I like
Forza,
your mother, okay?
I said O's first.
But see, Forza screams more child's cartoon than it does anime. Looks like it stepped out of an episode of Barney. Just saying. Well, the Switch is more. The Switch is added to silliness.
I think you're giving Kevin an aneurysm.
That's my moment when Dawson will not
he
stop.
He brought up
the
Amazing Spider-Man and Superhero Time.
Tyson, not Time.
Whatever. Same T. It's both still shit.
Okay. Well, long story short, I don't really care where they get the design ideas from as long as they look good.
Yeah,
and they make better shows.
Thursday's good. Fuck you. Fuck you. I hate you.
Next from Chenix737.
Who?
It's gonna be about Tiger and Bunny. Sorry.
Not Jetix, but Chenix.
Jetix? What?
Shut up. So if they did Decade already, what do you guys think they'll do for something like the 45th or 50th anniversary? The same shit they do for all the other anniversaries. Make a crappy movie and some promotion.
I'm going to commemorate it with my suicide.
Thank God. I can't wait.
Like, it's just too much.
I can't wait for that.
They'll probably bring Decade back.
But he'll get his disease on everyone again.
Okay, I know, like, 5 years seems like a big deal, but it's not.
It is if you're Japanese.
Well, apparently. I mean, like, a 40th anniversary, so?
Well, see, here's the thing. That's why I brought up... I don't remember when I brought it up, cast or not. But Gokaiger, I love Gokaiger, but 35 is a stupid anniversary number. I would have saved this shit for 40. Because it's always the 10 intervals that are a bigger deal. 20, 30, 40, not the 5s. You're just pushing it.
Well, they do it at anything with a 5 and a 0. They did 25th, 30th,
like,
35th.
25 I can see because it's half of 50. But...
35.
That's like the only... What?
Look, that makes sense in people's heads.
Well, 50's a big deal, and 25's half of 50, so 25 is a big deal.
Number logic.
Wow. Okay, anyway, moving along from that stupidness.
I honestly just want it to be low-key like Bokenger, where they're just like, hey, look, here's a file, now leave us the fuck alone.
Do you guys think that they should stop with the Pokemon events and just let us get them in the games the old-fashioned way?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of that.
Like, I don't mind if they want to hold off on things and make it an item, but just stop with, like, the, oh, you got a GameStop between here and here. I know it's just because they get paid for that, but... Honestly,
there's this
just,
thing called DLC now.
Just give us the Wi-Fi ones like we are with the Mewtwo right now and stuff.
Well, the thing that bugs me, first of all, they need to stop with like having three of them per, like, for, it was already obnoxious when it was just Mew and then Celebi by themselves. Then they were like, let's do it twice with Jirachi and Deoxys. All right, they bought that. All right, cool. Let's do it three times.
Like that, just the amount now is ridiculous.
On top of the fact they already give us like 20 legendaries per game, and you're like, this is just getting ridiculous.
Like, I would be fine if they just gave us like download content with like, oh, you can download your just for Arceus's sake, the Azure Flute, and there you go, you can go catch Arceus. Okay, that's fun.
I think it'd be kind of cool to have, like, since it's that age now, some kind of DLC where you get like an expanded story. on why he gets legendary?
Yeah.
I mean, they already gave us like now three trios of legendaries plus more other legendaries randomly than the event ones. I'm like, what? Stop with the legendaries. Just stop it.
The legendaries did get ridiculous.
Sinnoh was the start of that. Like, they had a shit ton of legendaries.
One gripe about Gen 4 is just
Gen 3 had a bunch too. What are you talking about? Gen 3
had the Regis and
Latios, Latios, and then the trio for the game.
I always forget about Latios and Latios.
Yeah. And then Gen 4 just upped it even more. Gen 5 gave us three trios. Well, the Botch trios, the Musketeers, and the Genies. Plus the fucking events. I'm like, ugh.
They're not even legendary anymore.
No, they're not.
Some of the common Pokemon are more legendary.
Yeah.
Like I finally got a Drillbur. It took me forever to get a goddamn Drillbur.
Drillbur's actually really rare in that game.
Fucking Feebas.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I thought they don't want you to have Milotic. First, you can only get Feebas on like 4 squares out of like 100 on the water route. Then you have to go through this rigorous process to make a Milotic. I'm like, God damn. I hate Milotic. No
tail is worth thinking that much about, I always say.
Yeah.
Oh, yo.
Okay, next question. Let's say someone hates you because you like the English dub of DBZ. What would you say to them to defend yourselves? Stop being a moron.
Shut the fuck up.
I would say Sean Scammell and just be done with it.
pretty much, yeah. Like I've never actually personally talked to someone who prefers the Japanese dub of DBZ.
I would say Sean Scammell, and then I would say, and then we just drop the mic epically and walk away. I just want a rap battle.
Never talked because no one let me talk. No, I'm kidding. I've never like talked to anyone directly, but I did that Why You DBZ fan video, and I got people saying like, "Oh, Goku's voice was more alien." Like, because no,
it was more alien.
Because he's so otherworldly and he has to have that voice. Because I think Dragon Ball Toys did that, because I was talking about how Goku looked all badass and like his like, sounds really gay to say, but like his manly look didn't fit that gay voice, and like the little kid voice just didn't fit it. And she's like, it makes him seem more alien, otherworldly. I'm like, no, Sean Scammell makes him seem like a badass. Sorry, you're wrong. If you have different opinions, but clearly mine's right. That's what I would say to him. Clearly, you don't have a brain.
Well, that's what I say about things, and then you go, if you don't agree with Kevin, you're wrong.
See, in this case, Kevin's right. It's just stupid. I think I get more mad when people say that the Funimation dub sucks, because I hate those purists, that purist attitude. Especially with the music, because they kind of had to update it for our audience. Yeah. I mean, our audience isn't going to take the stupid trumpets. I mean, I like the music, but come on. Just saying. Bruce Faulkner did an awesome job.
Yeah, he did.
That question was filled with a lot of rage. Next to me, Spider-Man.
What?
Come on, at least keep Aunt May, seriously. They slap her, pulled her out of the comic. They found the real-world version of Aunt May. Seriously, I was thinking about that. I was watching Spider-Man the other day. I'm like, she's good. Same thing with J. Jonah Jameson. Can't do that again. They just found the real-world versions.
I love that man, J. Jonah Jameson.
Anyway.
Our last question is from Delix. He said, what would you like to see from Pokemon in the future in terms of games and designs of the Pokemon? In terms of the games, like,
I kind of want
a game with all the features ever, instead of like randomly removing features every game.
I still want that dream game that has like all the generations in it, but that's not going to happen because they keep updating it.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can really think of saying, because I can't really say design wise, like I'd like to see everyone get evolution, like a full tree at some point.
Uh-huh.
But I think that I want Generation 6 to be like the Johto of Unova.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like a very similar vibe, kind of like this one was to Gen 1. And
yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all, especially with the direction that they're taking everything.
Yeah, because it would be cool. Like, get some new cool Pokemon, new region, go back to Unova. Kind of like how, at least at the beginning, Cross Wars 2 reminded you kind of Adventure 2. That same vibe, getting that. I kind of like to see that happen.
I think that'd be nice.
And because it would still be, like, all new Pokemon. And you wouldn't have to be going back to the old ones, which I don't mind the old ones. It's just a nice, fresh experience.
Yeah,
I would have to say I want Eevee to have an evolution of every type ever, including a normal type one. I think a normal type Eevee evolution would be awesome. Just because Eevee. Then you could keep it as an Eevee. Yeah, well, like then it could
Eevee just evolves into Eevee. Congratulations, your Eevee evolved into an Eevee.
Mind was blown.
What? It doesn't even make sense. But, I mean, in terms of designs, like I rambled about earlier, I think they're doing okay with designs. I can't really think of any designs off the top of my head that I want to see.
I just thought of something. I realized it was Ben 10. I was just going to say how I'm tired of them. I get they're going to eventually overlap powers, but they're still powers they haven't touched. Like telekinesis and teleporting. Just saying. Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, I can't really think of any, like, bases that haven't been touched.
I'd like to see more, like, more different type combinations. Yeah. That's one thing I liked in Gen 5 is that we got things. We got Fighting Dark.
I'm tired of the fire fighting starters.
We got Grass Steel. I would love them to not make a fire fighting starter. I would actually go to them and let them rape my asshole if they did not make them a fire
thing. That's graphic.
That is how tired I am of this.
Personally, I don't want this to ever happen, but I don't think you see Pokemon go anywhere for a long time. Not the asshole rape thing. I don't really care about less about that. Do you guys think they'll ever start doing, like, crossbreeding?
I hope not. That just
like, I don't want that to happen, but do you think it would? Like, you I mean, can like, see that happening.
Like, basically, like, I take Pikachu and Jigglypuff, and they make some kind of a hybrid thing?
No, you have Pikachu fucking a Gyarados. No, but, like, I could just... That could be interesting. I really don't want to see it happen. I think it would ruin the kind of...
It would ruin the charm.
Yeah, exactly. But I always thought about that. I'm like... I think it largely came from DNA Digivolution when I started wondering about that.
Probably.
Stupid Hans. Fuck yeah, Mudkip.
I hate you.
Like, I thought... I was thinking about it, basing off your idea, like, if you... You could get some really interesting move combinations if you breed instead of the very limited... breeding move pool that there is now. Yeah. Like, friggin' breed Pikachu with... I'm not gonna say Gyarados, because he can learn Thunderbolt. something that can't learn Thunderbolt, but then they can get Thunderbolt because they had sex with a Pikachu.
That'd be kind of cool. And then
but you wouldn't then, have to, like... in terms of the competitive scene, I just think of how many broken things can happen in that method, then I just don't want it anymore.
It'd be nice if there was a way to limit that to just the campaign.
There's already enough things that are broken.
I don't even really pay attention to the competitive scene anymore. It's ridiculous. Like, there's all these, like, number codes that they know now that to where they can get, like, the perfect egg, and it's got, like, max individual values in every stat, and it's, like, the ultimate Pokemon. I'm like, it's a kid's game. Just leave the fuck alone.
Calm down. Just go play your Pokemon and sit in the corner.
Want to go back to Red and Blue, where things like that didn't really matter? They existed, but no one knew about them. They just caught a Pokemon and played with it.
Yeah, and you had to find your link cable. Like, God damn it, where did I put it? I put it in this place so I would remember where I put it, and then I forgot where it was. God, do I remember those days. People don't even know the troubles we went through.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention anymore. Like, it just got so ridiculous.
Stupid if you don't sit there and, like, go, like, Uber breed them out and then Eevee train them on top of it. I'm like, I just want to play it. Fuck you.
I had Ronnie Eevee train most of my guys. I was like, I'm not doing this. This is stupid.
I never really got much into multiplayer because, like, I guess in my mindset, because most multiplayer games I play have a single player that's really short or something. And Pokemon just has so much to do, I never really thought, like, oh, I'm bored, I'm going to go do this and teach my Charizard belly drum.
Like, for my one belly drum Charizard kicks ass.
Well, no, just that's what I always think of is that I never use moves like that in the real game.
Yeah, well, one thing, either. most of my friends quit playing a long time ago, and then on top of it, like, most of my friends have quit playing, and so then there's no need to, and then just that whole thing was stupid. I think one of them told me about it, and I was just like, my head exploded. I was like, the fuck, that's just stupid. What are you talking about? This doesn't even make any sense. You can't just raise it, catch one, and train it. It's how it works. It's how the game is supposed to work. Well, then if you
sorry.
There shouldn't be this much thought put behind it.
No, I agree. Like, just this that much thought going into a Pokemon game is hysterical to me.
It makes my head hurt. Makes me angry, actually. Kind of like when Dawson talks about Spider-Man or Forza or the best movie ever, Superhero Tyson. And
Ogre fans are easy.
Just like Brian.
Okay, I think it's that's all for the questions.
Yay! So don't forget to keep sending those questions in with hashtag our podcast question.
Yeah. Then get the final thingies noise. Hold on, it's time for final thingies!
Don't forget to keep sending those questions.
And now you can say whatever you
want. Yeah, especially people that aren't our regular question givers. Not that we don't love you, because we love you, but...
We want people who aren't whores.
Bam, edit.
Brian's a whore.
As always, if you're interested in doing L writing for us and such like, the new Otoku blog is opening up soon. So put in your submissions.
I'm going to put you in a submission.
No. No, you won't.
Well, Rio's trying to put us in a submission.
But yeah, you have
I'm taller than you.
Ends at the Mudkips. Ends at the Mudkips.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2 episode.
Oh my god.
40.
Fuck my life.
I think it's 40.
The spinoff.
Yeah, it is. Cool.
Heard you grew to level 30.
What else?
I'm the worst person ever.
Yeah, you are.
Jar Jar Binks in Carbonite.
Misa Mui Mui something.
Misa Mui Mild. Dungeons nor like an outsiders.
Where's this at? Because I want to see it.
So you go to Hasbro and you go to Star Wars.
Okay, I'm there.
Just go to Hasbro right now. Get in your car, drive to Hasbro.
You'll find it, bro. You'll find it. You can't miss it. You'll smile. You'll see the packaging, and then if you go, I think it's like page 2, nice. You'll find the actual figure. It'll give you a raging heart on.
Was he ever in Carbonite?
In Robot Chicken, he was.
Oh.
I love the part in Robot Chicken 3 where he sees Vader and then he sends him out into space and he's like, Jar Jar, quick, the Separatists are attacking. And I find that funny because he threw Jar Jar into space and because, like, the Separatists are in no way around at that time. I mean, that's just a funny idea. Like, it's such a nerdy thing to laugh at. Like, the Separatists? This is the area of the Empire. It's just hilarious. He's mentioning them.
Oh, Annie! Little Annie!
You're sparkly shiny. Sparkly shiny.
And he comes back as a ghost and just tortures Vader.
We can be friends forever now, Annie!
That's just so funny. Like, the Separatists, he's mentioning... That's such a nerdy joke. It's just
I don't see the packaging.
Looking for
packaging the first
wrong
picture.
Places.
Oh, dirt.
Jackass.
Jar Jar Binks and Carbonite. that's funny.
I love that idea. So they end up back on the Go-Kart Galley, and there's Navi, like, bent over the Triforce, like, hugging it and asleep or something.
Okay, robot.
Okay, because it's not just me. I'm like, oh, fuck my
life. Is that ladies?
Yeah.
No. Right. Okay, better. He's looking at Robin's boobs.
Uh-oh, for President's Day, I can take an extra 20% off one item at Barnes & Noble. What the fuck?
Makes it normal priced.
Playing a long time ago, and then on top of it,
then he had to build robot friends.
Oh my god!
This is like the revenge, Brian's revenge for the whole first quarter of the podcast.
I love it.
Time for final thingies. Bye bye.
Sounded like a rage. There's a lot of rage and anger in the question segment.
We are getting attacked.
What?
Domo Audi got.
I just
Power
fixed...
Dizer. Power Dizer.
I just fixed it. There we go.
Lol.